pay perfectly.
I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CashCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
To AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. On Mount Hood, two more days of digging and looking and flying for two more missing climbers before the weather moves in that Sheriff Joe Wampler says could simply chase them out of the woods. Things don't look good. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is there.
There's no evidence that the remaining two missing climbers on Mount Hood were able to walk down from the summit to the timberline. That's prompting Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler to consider the scenario that both men fell into an avalanche-prone gully area. Wampler says from what searchers have been able to find near the summit, it appears the climbers secured themselves to an anchor point during one of the storms that hit the mountain last week, and they somehow became dislodged and fell 4,000 feet.
The sheriff also said what everyone has already been thinking.
We want to find them in this snow cave that they built someplace else on the mountain. That's what we're looking for now. But if we don't find them there, I think we're going to have to start poking in the snow.
It's Defense Secretary Robert Gates, sworn in twice today at the White House officially and at a Pentagon ceremony.
Failure in Iraq at this juncture would be a calamity that would haunt our nation, impair our credibility, and endanger Americans for decades to come.
Gates says he will be going to Iraq soon to hear directly, straight from the shoulder, as he put it, from the commanders on the ground there. There's talk of surging U.S. troops into Iraq to regain control of the streets. There's another surge that has everyone's attention. The Pentagon says attacks on Iraqi civilians and U.S. troops are up 22% in the last 3 months. CBS News correspondent David Martin.
They paint a very grim picture, saying, among other things, that in the period covered by this report, which was from the beginning of August to the beginning of November, attacks were at an all-time high, up 22% from just the previous 3 months. And it said that the violence is a grave threat to political progress in Iraq.
Ever had a folding closet door stick? Kind of like that at the International Space Station today. CBS's Peter King on the line now with the latest on the spacewalk.
And Harley, it is still kind of like that as two spacewalkers try to get that huge solar wing to fold up properly. And they've been starting and stopping the movement, sometimes letting the kinks shake out, sometimes manually working the wires and grommets that keep getting stuck.
I'm going to clear this outboard grommet, if you guys are okay with that.
After 4 hours outside, there's progress. The job is just over halfway done. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
That herbal remedy for menopause? Forget about it.
The herb black cohosh is used widely for hot flashes, but many doctors have questioned its effectiveness. Now in a study at the Seattle-based Group Health Cooperative, researchers find it does little good. That's disappointing, they say, because it was hoped black cohosh would become an alternative to hormone replacement therapy. This study appears in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
CBS's Barry Becknotto. Wall Street, the Dow down a point and a half. The Nasdaq lost 21 today. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-33 go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
Crime rates are inching up again this year after a decade of falling crime rates. This year and last showed an increase in violent crime.
Every region in the country reported sizable increases in violent crime, from 2.9% in the Northeast to 4.7% in the West. The crime spike also hit small and medium-sized cities the hardest, a trend that has many police chiefs calling for more federal aid. The number that stands out most is for robberies, which jumped almost 10% nationally.
That's CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis at the Justice Department. Late word from Los Angeles, this just in, animation legend Joseph Barbera, the one of the founders of Hanna-Barbera Studios, died today at his studio home in California, in Studio City. He was 95 years of age. Again, Joseph Barbera, the legend of animation, cartoons. Kids love it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 3 o'clock, welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I just want to say I'm glad to be back, and it was wonderful to have Friday off, and I trust that many of you are celebrating the holidays, and I hope that you'll celebrate with us, because here we are, yours until 7 o'clock all this week. So remember your homework assignment. You're going to be telling four people every single day that you're listening to AM 1320, that you're listening to Enid Live. You can email us, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. If you want to participate, and I encourage you to do it, it doesn't cost you anything, and in this holiday season, we love having an expanded, even more vibrant conversation than usual. If you're in the 916 area code, the number to call is 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320 is the number. I want to begin, first of all, there are a bunch of things that I want to things that get resolved. We talk about them, and then there's a resolution, and then we never hear anything about the resolution. First of all, let me just reference our guest last week was Jeff Von Kanel, who is the president and CEO of the Sacramento News and Review, Chico News and Review, Reno News and Review. And he had made a prediction about 10 years ago about the death of daily newspapers. And here, 10 years later, newspapers, they're not on life support, but circulation and revenues are both down. They're still pretty profitable. But he particularly referenced McClatchy and said that the stock price was down, I think he said about 25%. And yet, the senior executives are walking away with incredible bonuses. It's like, where can you get this deal where you the stock price is down, I think the revenues are down, I think the circulation is down, and you get a huge bonus Why succeed when you can get a bonus for not succeeding? Well, the Business Journal today, Sacramento Business Journal, is reporting that the McClatchy Company CEO, Gary Pruitt, will earn $1.1 million next year, a 4.8% increase from his salary this year. He is the highest paid chief executive of a publicly traded company in the Sacramento region. He could earn, in addition, another $1.38 million from an annual bonus if he reaches specific performance goals that have not yet been determined. Some vague, unspecified performance. You know, he wakes up every morning, comes to work. God bless him. You know, he made this big deal where McClatchy acquired Knight Ridder. They sold off the papers in markets that were not as fast-growing, so that they cherry-picked the best papers and best markets for themselves. The stock price is depressed. Now, Von Kanel says 20-25%. I don't remember exactly what he said, 20 or 25%. I know that revenues are down because the Bee has reported that, and I know that circulation is certainly down. Revenues are at least flat, if not down, and circulation is down. So you might have some thoughts about this. And Von Kanel's point is one of the reasons that newspapers are in such terrible shape is they're rewarding their top executives hugely for underperforming and then cutting editorial, reporting staff, etc. 349-1320-866-2613-20. I don't know that the Bee is cutting staff, but I'm certainly they're keeping an eagle-beagle eye on costs. And yet the CEO is getting a very big bonus, it looks like, and for unspecified performance goals. In addition, you didn't see it in the Sacramento Bee, but you did see it in the San Francisco Chronicle. And this is a whole story on plummeting home prices in Sacramento. It's a buyer's market in Sacramento, says the San Francisco Chronicle, but not the Sacramento Bee. And apparently the home prices have really just plummeted, that it's overbuilt, that there was a big bubble. The bubble has come crashing down. So if you're trying to sell, it's not such a good moment for you. But if you're trying to buy, you've got a lot of inventory to choose from, and the prices are going to be much more amenable. In the Bay Area, the prices tend to hold. I don't know if you have been watching cable TV. There apparently is no news to speak of, because the only news that we are getting right now, and CNN just did a huge, long, interminably long piece on those three hikers on Mount Hood, one of whom, one body has been recovered, but they're still searching for the other two. It's like there's no other news going on right now except looking for the other two. And can I ask you a question? And I haven't heard anybody talk about this. At the risk of sounding churlish this holiday season, these were experienced hikers. And the hiking mavens, the rescuers, the people who know the area say this is a terrible time of year to go hiking. Particularly, this was a very tough route that only experienced people would do. And if you knew what you were doing, you would not be doing it this time of year, because this is the worst time of year to do it. It's way more dangerous to do it. So I'm wondering what they were, what was that all about? How to say this nicely? Well, first of all, it's like there must not be any other news going on. It must not be that Dickey wants to send 30,000 more people, more troops to Iraq. It must not be that that's happening. We're looking for, you know, I guess everybody was looking for the feel-good story of the season, except everybody getting stuck in Oregon, it's not a happy ending so far. Not for James Kim. And I have to say, who pays for all of this stuff? 349-1320-866-2613-20. Of course we want to find them. The families are frantic. But these people were ridiculous to try to do this now. Is it a slow form of, is it suicidal? Is it proving that you are tougher and smarter than nature? I mean, what's that all about? And then putting everybody else on the edge of their seats? Is this kind of selfish? Is this kind of narcissistic? And nobody is saying these things. And if you want to say I'm Scrooge-like for thinking them, okay. And then it's a happy confluence, because apparently cable news has nothing else to talk about. It must be a slow holiday season, since holiday sales are apparently quite a bit lower than they were last year at this time. So now we're focusing on Mount Hood, and it's been, well, I don't know, about 10 days or so, and I think Oregon, what we found out in the Kim case is that Oregon doesn't have a lot of reciprocity between counties and helicopters, and the Kim family, I think the family sent up private helicopters, three or four of them in one account that I saw. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I mean, have we no other news? We are so sorry for the families. But these people who are allegedly extremely experienced hikers, what were they doing this time of year when everybody said, this is too dangerous, this is exactly, the rescuers can't get very far because of the severity of the weather. I mean, this was a kind of, you know, it's like they threw the dice. Well, and if they survived, they survived, and if they didn't, they didn't. And, you know, maybe the rest of us ought to consider our own lives. Laura in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. I think the public is always going to be interested in these kind of human dramas. I mean, we're still interested in the Donner Party. And I think the Kim family story and these hikers kind of touches that nerve. And I don't know if you can have a policy discussion about this while there's still a rescue attempt, because I just don't think you have the opportunity to have a rational debate about the use of scarce resources.
Well, not only a rational debate, but let's just talk about the hikers. These are supposed to be experienced mountain people, mountaineers, very experienced hikers. So why would they, I mean, other than, listen, I'm so experienced, I'm going to tempt Mother Nature and I'm going to win. There is that craziness that happens with people.
I think it's just part of that. I doubt that when they planned this trip that they thought the entire thing through. I think that we all, generally speaking, are very short-sighted. We're going to go out for a day or so and do a hike. I disagree
with you on this. These are experienced hikers, and I think that these are people who think through a lot of the details. I think that they really inhale and get high on detail.
You may be right.
I mean, it's just an intuitive.
However, I will argue that the news media has an obligation to inform the citizenry, and when you go down a storyline like this and devote so many resources to it while we're in a war, while it looks like our Constitution is being shredded on a daily basis, while we have abdicated our obligation to be a nation of laws. I mean, I find that to be a much more compelling story because it affects all of us. And the news corporations have not seen fit to put any kind of effort into following up on those stories and educating us about this. I think that after this story goes away, there will be yet another.
Well, it's
story.
Exactly. I think the whole point is it is a diversion from other more affecting stories, and I'm sure the administration loves that it's a diversion. I think that news executives think that people are tired of Iraq, and because mainly it's bad news. This is the holiday time of the year. Nobody wants to think about what's going on in Iraq. There are no answers for it. So let's go look at Mount Hood and see if we can rescue some people. I think that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's an easy story to follow because you've got resources there to devote to it. And, you know, it's always easier to do a local story than dedicate resources to a very complex issue that doesn't have a tidy beginning.
Well, they're looking for, you know what, they don't care. Who cares about elucidating the story? Everybody's looking for ratings, and they want them now. They want them this second. So if Mount Hood will give them ratings and it'll spike their numbers, that's where they're going, and they're not going to.
That's the shortcoming of an infotainment.
Yeah.
Organization rather than a news organization.
Laura, thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-2613-20. And what were the hikers? I'm mad at the hikers. Why are they tugging our heartstrings? Why did they decide to set off on a potentially suicidal outing like this? It is the worst. This is the worst time of year, according to the reports I've seen, and in horrible conditions. And now a lot of resources are being expended, and I'm thinking this is not particularly going to have a particularly happy ending. Alice and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alice.
Oh, hi. I woke up real early this morning, and I had the radio on, and I heard something about Colin Powell, you know, what he said about the war and how he said we're losing the, and he called it the Civil War and so on, and they were chatting about it. And then I turned on CNN, And also I had the radio on because I thought they, a lot of times they replay this. But they kept talking about this, these guys on the mountain. And then they also they spent hours talking about the delivering packages, FedEx. They even went to the some main factory in the middle in the Midwest and so on. And all I wanted to find out exactly, because I didn't hear what he said on Sunday, Colin Powell.
Wait, where are FedEx? There, people are FedExing packages to the stranded?
No. It's just they're just talking about Christmas mail.
Oh.
You know, the junk they get into.
Yes, and how soon to get to the airport and use the quart bags that you're, that are Ziploc. They're see-through and don't have more than 3 ounces of gel.
And the mail.
And meanwhile, Dickie wants to send 30,000 more people to Iraq, and Harry Reid thinks that that might be okay. Hillary said forget it, and Colin Powell says the troops are stretched too thin.
And finally, this afternoon, about 1 o'clock, it was on CNN. I even turned on the... what's the other program? Not CNN, but the where they broadcast the what's going on in Congress and so on.
C-SPAN.
C-SPAN. Yeah, I even turned C-SPAN on to see if they were covering the. And then the other thing later on, I did hear something on the radio about Tony Snow.
Yes, but what about the hikers? What are your thoughts about the hikers?
Oh no, I think that's. I don't want to hear. It sounds like Diana. I think spending way too much time on it.
Way too much time. And we're so sorry for the families, and you know, it's got to be a horrible situation. But may I say, if you had stayed home, you wouldn't have brought this on yourself, your family, and the rest of us. And am I the only one to think that this is maybe a little on the selfish and narcissistic side? I'm going to triumph over Mother Nature because I'm a great hiker?
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, not me.
All those airplanes that are, and all those people.
Well, I don't know who pays for them is the other question.
Sometimes,
Alice,
sometimes they send them a bill, but also in today's B was the cost of they could save that money and spend it on the forest fires. That's where they need it instead of these people that are stupid enough to go up the, you know, in the middle of December. Climbing that mountain.
Alice, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Clay and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Clay.
Hey, Enid.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, I've watched this Kim thing, and his stupidity got him in a position where he couldn't get out of it. He's lucky his family got out of it. He should have stayed in the city where he belonged. And these guys were on Mount Hood.
No, I want to say something about Kim. I was so saddened by that, I have to tell you. But the question that I want to ask is, how is it that if you've gone so far and you realize you're in a really remote place, why don't, you know, is this the cliche where a guy doesn't want to ask for directions or doesn't want to admit a mistake? How is it that you go any distance at all without turning around and getting back to civilization? I don't get that.
He was completely a city boy. He should never have been out there in the first place. And these guys on Mount Hood, their egos preceded them. And I think they should be held accountable for all the money that went into getting those guys. Because I used to surf big waves in Hawaii. You don't go out when it's wintertime and it's 25 feet, you know? I just don't have any sympathy for those people, but other than their families, I do. But their arrogance has made their families really in a poor way right now, and I really feel sorry for them. But their arrogance preceded them.
I thank you very much, Clay, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. What do you think about those hikers? Is Clay right? He says their arrogance and their ego preceded them. There is some truth to that. Who's paying for this huge rescue attempt? The cable networks are all focusing on it. Apparently, we have no news. Apparently, the idea that we might be sending 30,000 more troops. Talk about throwing good money after bad. 30,000 more troops into Iraq. A surge. And Harry Reid thinks that's okay. Who is he trying to protect? Hillary says forget it. And Colin Powell finally awakened from his servant's position to Bush, awakened from his stupor, says, hey, listen, we're stretched too thin. It's just going to ruin the Army. 349-1320, I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, weather sunny today, though lows tonight right around 30. We are sitting at 54 in the River City. Tomorrow, highs near 54. Traffic. traffic. It looks a little slow. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo. We have a hit and run over there. A hit and run at Arden Way and Howe Avenue and Fulton Avenue at Hurley Way. There is a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet.
That is
you and me.
You and me.
Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Good for saving money.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Hit now. 349-1320.
watch out. You better not pout. Guess what? There's a whole spate of bad Santas that are being hired for parties. These are bad Santas that say horrible things to the guests. They do bad things in front of the guests, and it's a whole new trend. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live, your favorite bad Santa. I am yours from 3 to 7, and you can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we're talking about here is this incredible and I think unnatural focus on we're sorry for the lost hikers on at Mount Hood. So far only one has been recovered, and it was one body has been recovered. We don't know the fate of the other two. Immense resources, physical resources are employed in the search for these hikers. One of you I think nailed it. I don't want to sound as churlish as I know I sound, but Clay called to say their arrogance and their egos preceded them. By all accounts we've heard from people who are experts and who live there, they say this is a horrible time of year to go hiking. And that this was a very treacherous route, even in the best of circumstances, is far more treacherous this time of year. Why did they do it? Because they thought they could outsmart Mother Nature, or they wanted to confront risk, fine. But I guess if you know that going in, it could go either way, and it has not gone a very good way. And the weather has been hideous. But it has also consumed other of our resources, our attention resources. If you turn on cable news, nobody wants to talk about Iraq. Nobody wants to talk about how badly the war is going. Nobody's got any ideas for it. The president was hoping to spring the troop surge maybe a little bit after the holidays, or maybe hoping that we are all so consumed by the holidays that we won't notice that he wants to send 30,000 more. You talk about not willing to confront reality. He's going to make it better with 30,000 more people. Colin Powell says it'll break the military. Harry Reid is inclined to go along with it. Why? I think the people have voted, and they have said, we want out of Iraq. And I think the midterm elections were a real vote with our feet. And all the approval ratings, all the polls show that we don't have any faith in this administration's handling of Iraq, and we are unhappy with the way things are going. And I mean like only 20% of us approve. So why do the Democrats feel like they've got to go along with this 30,000 troop surge? Is it that they can say, well, listen, we did everything they said, and hey, nothing worked? Otherwise, the Republicans would say, well, if you could only have let us have 30,000 more people, well, we could have done it. I know we could have done it. We could do it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. These are lives, not one more life to Iraq, is my view. Joe in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, I just want to say, you know, while I really feel sorry for those lost folk up in the hills, they were foolish, granted, and they did some dumb stuff. But I guess what really bothers me, I wish everyone who was in that predicament got the same attention that these guys are getting. The resources and the authorities, I mean, if it were me, then I'd want the same thing. So I think it was a little overkill. I think they put a little more than what they're supposed to. When I turn on the television, I'm saying, gee, but if there's a chance to save their lives, then so be it, and then beat them up later when you get them. But again, if they treated everyone the same, if they put the same resources and the same attention, if the media did it, then, you know, then I think it would all...
Well, you know, I was thinking of the contrast between all of this attention on two people now, two remaining people, three to start with and now two, and look at how cavalierly people are sent to potentially to their deaths in Iraq. You know, nobody is watching over them. No, they're not a lot, you know what I mean? It's a huge contrast.
Well, it is, but again, we're talking about war, and then we're talking about some lost skiers. But I guess the point is, if we had the concern for everyone who was in a dilemma, then I would feel much better if they treated us all the same. I'm kind of trying to figure out if these guys are the nephews of the president or someone, because they're getting a lot of attention, no doubt about it. But again,
I think some of that got intensified in the wake of the Kim incident when it was revealed how few resources Oregon has compared to a lot of other places.
Yeah. So, you know, God bless them and their families, and hopefully we can all learn from this. Some of the other folk who are adventurous and who are cavaliers, that they'll kind of take this as a lesson. Hopefully it's a lesson learned.
I doubt that it will be a lesson learned, Joe, but we can always hope that it will. Thanks for the call. 349-1320, I think when people think that they are going to triumph. I mean, what's the difference between the arrogance of the climbers who thought they were going to triumph over nature and Dickie who thinks he's going to triumph if only 30,000 more of your lives, not Jenna, not Barbara, they're not going to Iraq. They're busy tangoing in Argentina and other places with unemployed tango partners, cute but unemployed tango partners. He's got no skin in the game. So if he wants to send 30,000, meanwhile, all this effort expended over two lives, and very likely, I will be very surprised if those two people are still among us. And everybody was supposed to be very experienced, so experienced that they decided to do something, I think, really harebrained this time of year. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So here is Harry Reid, and he's saying that he is offering a sort of qualified support for a plan that Dickey is floating. You know, everybody thought, gee, here's the midterm elections where we threw the bums out. That's number one. Number two, then you have the Iraq study group where you have essentially an intervention to Dickey from Poppy's closest advisor saying the events, the situation in Iraq, grave, deteriorating, and so on. And you think, oh, good, now they're going to have to do something. Well, we'll withdraw. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi says we're not going to stop funding. We're not going to stop funding the war. Why aren't we going to stop funding the war? And here's Harry Reid, the Senate's top Democrat, offering his qualified support for a plan to increase U.S. troops in Iraq, saying it would be acceptable as part of a broader strategy to bring combat forces home by 2008. So is he sort of hedging it? Well, if they bring them home, okay, we'll let a few more go. However, Colin Powell expressed doubts that any troop surge, would be effective, noting U.S. forces already are overextended. The American army is not large enough to secure Baghdad, said Colin Powell. Yet more American soldiers in Baghdad is precisely what Iraq's Sunni vice president said is necessary to quell sectarian violence. But there are fears that you're going to just infantilize what exists of the, Iraqi military or police force or something, so you send 30,000 people in, and the minute the 30,000 people additionally leave, then what? You're back to square one again? 349-1320. Matt in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Matt.
Oh, first, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and to you.
And
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Oh, no problem. Anyway, here's what I really believe about these guys, having been out in nature an awful lot in my life and by myself for months at a time, is you do take your life in your hands. I do not see why it's society's responsibility.
Well, you're right. If they decide that they're going to do that, fine. Although I think some of them have families, children, at least spouses, so presumably children. And if they have made that deal with their families, fine. Otherwise, I think it's kind of selfish.
Well, no, and that's fine for their families, but like I say, what's this got to do with the larger society when, as you have put it very well, the war in Iraq is a huge problem. There's people in old folks' home who would like to have somebody sit and talk to them for a while. This is just stupid. And
Rescue them out of the old folks' home.
Well, or go spend a little time with them in something that matters. There was never a chance of getting these people off the mountain. I know that. Never. I mean, there was no chance that unless they got themselves off, it wasn't possible.
Who pays for this?
We all do.
We all do? Okay.
Yeah, as a society, we pay for
it. But I mean, who pays? I mean, I know that when you do dumb things and the Coast Guard has to rescue you, I think they sometimes send you a bill now. So who is getting the bill for all this helicopter activity and all the rescue parties and so on?
Well, some of the helicopters were National Guards. Oddly, we still have some National Guard helicopters here. But...
Do we have any National Guard left to man the helicopters?
Well, they probably had to get some hired people to fly them.
Well, they got some temps. This is a time of year for temp work.
Well, anyway, no, and I just feel that, you know, the average person is not the one putting on the news, and the corporate media has an agenda here. And when they say this is for ratings, I don't believe that for a second. I haven't watched 1 minute of it when I didn't have to. It was just happened to be there.
What don't you believe? You don't believe anything that they do is for ratings? It's all for ratings.
No, and I'll tell you why I don't believe it's for ratings. They'll take losses if it's to their purposes. Their large agenda is to rape our citizenry of their hard-earned money, and that is the truth.
Their larger agenda, Matt, make no question about it, is to be as profitable as possible and by any means possible. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Kale in West Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kale.
Hey. Hi, Enid. When you're comparing the rescue effort for these climbers with the war in Iraq, I think you're missing a more obvious mark. Let's compare it to the rescue effort after Katrina in New Orleans.
Oh, well, that's very good. That is very good. And you know what's being reported? And this breaks my heart if there's any truth to it all. What's being reported is that the Democrats don't plan to do much to fix New Orleans. And I think if they miss that opportunity, they're missing a huge opportunity. I think if they went in there with the cavalry to really go to town and help New Orleans out, we would distinguish ourselves as, A, doing the right thing morally, being competent as opposed to being incompetent the way this administration has been.
Absolutely. The Democrats need to step up and distinguish themselves from the Republicans.
Well, I think you bring up go ahead.
And, you know, they need to quit just saying, okay, well, like with the sending 30,000 more troops. They can't just say, okay, yeah, well, we'll let you try one more thing and, you know, this and that. They need to just, you know, stand up and really distinguish themselves.
I thank you for the call, and I thank you for the Katrina comparison. That's exactly right. 349-1320. Patty and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Enid, I heard a blurb this afternoon on the radio on another station that the survivors of the climb in Oregon or their families will be billed for this, and they get billed for tens of thousands of dollars when helicopters and the rescuers have to go out.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised because I know bills are being sent for other kinds of events. So I hadn't heard that. In all the reporting, I had not heard that. So, and what are you doing listening to other stations, Patty?
Well, sorry. You know, I like
you're
it.
Are you
what can I tell you?
Are you cheating on us or what? But anyway, thank you for the news. I appreciate hearing it. 349-1320, Mike and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
You said you were surprised by Nancy Pelosi still funding the troops when Hillary Clinton voted for the war and most of the Democrats in Congress.
They didn't vote for the war, Mike. They voted to give the president the authority to go to war if he decided to take it. So it's a slight difference.
At any moment, if they were all in unity, they could shut down the war. And they're not going to do it because they're somewhat for the war. They are Republicrats, just like many of the Republicans are Dema whatevers. Anyways.
Demicans.
Yes, and they're mostly hypocritical, including our next president, who I believe our next president will be Hillary Clinton. Who knows what she'll do with the war? I don't know. She may try to fix it even still.
So should we send 30,000 more people throwing good money after bad?
Absolutely, we should because this war is a success.
You want to sign up and go, Mike? This war is a success. Did I hear that right? Did I hear you say this war is a success?
This war is a success.
Measured by what barometer?
By this barometer, it's some of the lowest troop casualties we've had in any of our modern wars. 3,000 compared to Korean War, compared to the Vietnam War. It's like four and five times.
These are deaths. You're talking about 3,000 deaths with huge thousands of other kinds of casualties where people's lives will never be the same. I don't know how you can call this war a success, Mike.
Set up a democracy.
You're saying we only have 3,000 deaths, so therefore this war is a success? What have we accomplished there?
What did we think the casualties would be from?
What have we accomplished there?
What have we accomplished? Democracy? And the democratically elected government wants us to stay there? Why should we leave if the democratically elected government...
They can't function without us. The place is a civil war. This is a success? Please. Mike thinks this is a success in Iraq, measured by the fact that only 3,000 casualties. That's deaths. What about all these hideous injuries where people will never be the same? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we're not going to see any rain for the next couple of days. I'm liking that. But lows tonight, 30. Highs coming up tomorrow, 56. Northbound Cap City Freeway at E Street. Looks like we have a two-car crash, slowing things quite down. And street en route to southbound Cap City Freeway, there's a two-car crash.
northbound Cap City Freeway in two places. Elps on the freeway service, the on-ramp, it looks like we have a two-car crash and a stalled vehicle on the right-hand side. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo with hit and run, no injuries. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, citizens of the world. Want to keep up on what's going on in your community? Go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You'll find out about political happenings, cultural events, concerts, and more.
Really? They thought of everything.
Don't just sit there. Do something and make a difference.
Make a difference. If we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
Find out how you can get involved.
And be sure to bookmark it.
The events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
This is Noam Chomsky. Strong evidence suggests that the Bush administration launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge and tortured. Targeted civilians and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
This is Cindy Sheehan. George Bush, Dick Cheney, and others launched a war that took my son's life. Strong evidence suggests that in promoting the war, they lied to Congress and the American people, and that in conducting the war, they have targeted civilians, hospitals, and journalists. Used illegal weapons, imprisoned without charge, tortured and spied on Americans without court approval. Ask your Congress member to begin impeachment proceedings against George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's city high up in here. Spread love and good cheer. Listen. Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Born the King of
46 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, and we encourage you to do it. It is a richer conversation for the new voices that are added to the discussion every day. It is a one great, vibrant conversation that Sacramento has Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 right here. Costs you nothing to add your thoughts. You will have a wider audience than if you're just sitting around talking to the TV set or your cat. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. We're talking about those hikers on Mount Hood that everybody is looking for. As one of you pointed out, the contrast between what we're not doing in Katrina and what we are doing in Oregon is huge. It has now not only absorbed our resources, but it has absorbed our attention. Hugely. And to the point where the fact that the President Dickey wants to send 30,000 troops to Iraq, a surge, and Harry Reid thinks that might be okay as long as it's part of some long-term strategy. Is he just trying to hedge it? Does he think that he'll make points by saying, well, okay, okay? Hillary says no, and Colin Powell says it would be a disaster. Richard in North Highlands. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, hey, Enid. My man Mike, who was on a few moments ago, boy, he drank the Kool-Aid and went back for seconds, didn't he?
Well, he did. He says the war in Iraq is a success, and I said, what's your measure for it? And he says, 3,000 people have died. That's a measure.
News flash to anybody who's listening. We've lost. It's over. The only question that remains to be decided is how bad are we going to lose? Anybody who hasn't done it already, please read Thomas Rick's book, Fiasco. There's no salvaging it. There's no military solution there. It's just, you know, how many more of our kids are we going to mangle in this thing? And what we're seeing, and this happened in Vietnam too, is you're seeing the sort of right-wing narrative is starting to develop about it now. You know, Vietnam, the narrative is, you know, if only those fuzzy-headed liberals hadn't, weakened our will, we could have stayed the course and won. And we couldn't have won there, and we're not going to win here. Cut and run is something that they make fun of, but you know what? When you're getting your butt kicked at the poker table, you know, you pick up whatever you got left, and you cut on out of there, and you run on home.
All right, what about this business that Nancy Pelosi says she's not going to pull funding? What about this business about trying to appeal to, the moderate Republican? So, yes, we will send 30,000 more troops. Is that a strategy where Harry Reid can say, as long as it's part of some other larger strategy of bringing the troops home? Is that why he's saying yes? Hillary says no. And the American people have spoken in every poll that has taken place. We don't think the war is going well. 80% of us think it's going badly. There's virtually no approval for the war in Iraq. We don't know what to do about it. So why does Dickey think that sending, in its other words, his father's friends do this intervention called the Iraq Study Group, and he sends them packing, and he says, screw you. Cheney, Rumsfeld, while he was still there, and Dickey all decided what they were going to do, and they were just going to keep marching to their own beat.
I can only speculate on what their mindset is. The facts are pretty stark. They're pretty there for everyone to see. They even managed to get out in the mainstream media. And, I'm a red, white, and blue American. I grew up in a military family. I served in the military myself. It makes me sick to my stomach to think that we lost one. But, you know, we went in for all the wrong reasons. It was immoral and it was unwinnable to begin with. It was a war of aggression. If you look at the history of wars of aggression since the dawn of the industrial age, countries that start wars of aggression lose. Starting with the South and the Civil War, all the way up through the wars of the 20th century and up to, unfortunately, the U.S. of A. and the present day.
Okay, Richard, so if you were being asked whether or not we're sending 30,000 more troops in for a, quote, surge, what would you say?
Are you out of your freaking mind?
I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. CBS News is reporting that the Pentagon is planning a major buildup of naval forces in and around the Persian Gulf as a warning to Iran. The buildup apparently would include adding a second aircraft carrier to the one already there. It's being proposed as a response to what U.S. officials view as increasingly provocative acts by Iran. So, you know, we're trying to change the subject. If it isn't to the climbers on Mount Hood, it's to Iran. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we've got trucks on the road en route to eastbound I-80. A two-car crash over there stopping things down and blocking the lane at northbound Watt Avenue and American River Bridge. We have a three-car crash. I'm not sure all the details, however, but it is stopping traffic. Northbound Cap City Freeway at E Street, same, and N Street en route to southbound Cap City Freeway. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
John.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to shit. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but I think it came out a few years ago that all of these reindeer, Rudolph and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, are all, I don't think they can be boy rein. I don't think they can be boy reindeers. And I forgot now why the research is that they all have to be girl reindeers. But maybe you remember that story. It's one of those poetic justice stories. But anyway, I think all the reindeer have to be girls, even though we call them Rudolph and we do call Vixen, Blixen. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we're talking about, the search for the two missing hikers, now two, it was three. They found a body on Mount Hood, talking about how arrogance and ego precede thinking that you can triumph over nature under the most daunting of circumstances. circumstances. One of you called in to make the comparison of all that we're doing for the two hikers that we are looking for and all that we're not doing in New Orleans. It has been reported that the Democrats don't plan to make New Orleans a priority. I hope that's incorrect. And we have also, you know, if you're watching cable news, all you see is the hiker story. You're not, you know, it's a wonderful diversion at this holiday time from what's really going on, which is that Dickey was not remotely fazed by the Iraq study group. You know, he just suffered him and brushed him off like a bunch of gnats. We thought that intervention might put some sense into this administration, but we were completely.
CBS News learns of plans for a major naval buildup in the Persian Gulf region.
Military officers say the buildup would take place after the first of the year.
After one climber is found dead, the search at Mount Hood continues.
I got two more to go get. Gonna go get them.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. While much of Washington's attention has been focused on Iraq, CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports the Pentagon plans a buildup of naval forces in and around the Persian Gulf as a warning to Iran.
The buildup, which would include adding a second aircraft carrier to the one already there, is being proposed as a response to what U.S. officials view as increasingly provocative acts by Iran. Recent Iranian naval exercises in the Persian Gulf, support for Shiite militias in Iraq, and its nuclear enrichment program, which U.S. intelligence believes is designed to produce a bomb.
The hardline policies of Iranian President Ahmadinejad have taken a thumping at the polls. In local council races, partial returns indicate a big win for so-called moderate conservatives who believe Ahmadinejad's harsh rhetoric has needlessly provoked the West. Now this.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
Hope faded today for two men still missing on Oregon's Mount Hood, and CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman reports searchers might be forced to give up soon.
Nothing is forever, so acknowledges Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler, who realizes that his aggressive search of Mount Hood for two remaining missing climbers may soon end because of Mother Nature.
Forecasts tell me we may have to take a break about Wednesday.
Wampler feels his best theory as to what happened to the two climbers is that they had an accident and slipped 4,000 feet into an avalanche-prone gully, but rain and snow may keep his theory on hold, maybe till spring.
I think that's going to drive us out of the woods.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hood River, Oregon.
Robert Gates was officially sworn in as Secretary of Defense at the White House early this morning. Later, there was a ceremonial oath-taking at the Pentagon.
I, Robert Gates, do solemnly swear.
I, Robert Gates, do solemnly swear.
Gates will visit Iraq very soon. He warned today that failure in Iraq would be a calamity that could haunt America for decades. There's already a courthouse at Guantanamo Bay, but for the trials of high-profile terrorist suspects, CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports the Pentagon wants to spend $100 million on a brand new facility.
That's right, a $100 million courthouse to try about 60 cases. That's $1.6 million per defendant just for the building. The trials will cost many millions more. Of course, these aren't run-of-the-mill defendants. They're terror suspects, including 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Still, both Republicans and Democrats in Congress are balking at the idea and the cost in private meetings with Defense Department officials.
Congress is likely to give this more scrutiny in January. A Pentagon spokesman says the new courthouse is needed so more than one suspect can be tried at a time under heavy security. Fred Flintstone was one of many memorable cartoon characters created by the Hanna-Barbera animation team. Joe Barbera died today at his home in Studio City, California. He was 95. Barbera and Bill Hanna, who died in 2001, teamed up at MGM. Their first big hit was a cartoon called Tom and Jerry.
We picked a cat and mouse, which was predicted to be a total disaster. Another cat and mouse, that's old stuff. So 50 years later, we're still doing them.
Hanna-Barbera's many successes included Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, The Jetsons, and Scooby-Doo. Health investigators believe it was norovirus, a contagious stomach bug that sickened nearly 400 people who ate at an Olive Garden restaurant in Indianapolis last week. It was disinfected over the weekend and cleared to reopen today. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock, welcome to the second hour of Enid Live, Monday edition, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways you can join the conversation and participate in what we're doing here. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, or you can call, and it doesn't cost you a penny to do it. And you hear the caliber of calls that we have. I mean, don't be daunted by it. I just think we have really smart and funny and wonderful listeners and smart, funny, and wonderful people calling in. And we all have thoughts about various things that go on. And when you call Enid Live to express them, you have a huge audience.
far greater than your the number of people you will probably meet in the whole rest of your life. And it could affect the dialogue. It could get somebody thinking. It could be a catalyst for something happening. It just could amuse us. It could make us crystallize some of our own thinking. And it costs you nothing to express yourself. That's the beauty of the talk radio and Enid Live. If you're in the 916 area code, the number 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. And remember what your homework assignment is. You will be doing us a great favor in yourselves as well by telling as many people as you can every day that we are here. Many, many, many people still don't know, still don't know that we're here. They don't know that AM 1320 is here, that there's any kind of a pushback to conservative talk radio. I think sometimes we get entrenched in our listening habits and we don't surf the way we once did, or if we're surfing, maybe we're in the middle of a commercial and we don't realize that there's a station here that might be something we want to hear. So if you can tell as many people as possible, it would be a great gift to us and to you, because the more people who know about AM 1320 and Enid Live and Scott and Sims and Morning Retort, the greater the possibility of our success is, and that means that we stick around. And here's the other thing that I think maybe you're not aware of. In a time of hugely consolidated media, and particularly in radio, for AM 1320 to have local shows, as we do, is a pretty, not a small thing. Because if you look at radio stations, new radio stations and so on, it's all mainly syndicated programs because it's cheaper. So, and talk radio is a far more expensive medium in general than simply music radio, and particularly music radio with its restricted playlists. So that you have this level of radio in Sacramento is pretty wonderful, and that there's a huge local component to it is also pretty wonderful, and unfortunately in the world of radio, increasingly rare. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you are just joining us, let me give you a sense of what we've been talking about and where we're going next. First of all, we've been talking about all the rescue attempts, those climbers on Mount Hood. There are now two remaining, and they're now talking about at some point the rescue efforts are going to have to cease. I think probably nobody believes that these two people are still alive. The arrogance, really, the ego, as one of you pointed out, of trying to attempt a treacherous slope in treacherous weather is, nobody really is talking about that, but of course, because we're all wishing for a happy ending and for the families to be reunited. But really, think about this, and a kind of narcissism, too, that you think you can outsmart Mother Nature. And these are people, some of them, maybe all of them, had families, at least spouses, maybe children as well. So you have to know, going into something this dangerous, that you may really not come out of it. Or if you do, you won't be the same as when you went into it. And this immense effort to find them. Contrast this, as one of you pointed out, with Katrina and what we're doing there, or more precisely, what we're not doing there. It has been reported that the Democrats are not planning to make Katrina a priority, but they are stupid if they miss this opportunity. Because by making Katrina a priority, you're showing how you can be competent and contrasting the administration's lack of competence, its incompetence. So Democrats take charge. They're the party that can roll up its sleeves and leave you with a surplus. They're the party that's a more fiscally responsible party. You know, Dickey is trying to wage this war on a credit card. That's basically it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And all this talk about rescuing the climbers on Mount Hood distracts us, and cable, you know, nobody wants to talk about Iraq because it's a mess and because we all disapprove of it and because this is holiday time and because everybody's looking for ratings. So it's more interesting to talk about finding or looking for the stranded climbers. But in fact, Dickey, who after this initial a surge of optimism when, A, the midterm elections happened and we voted the scoundrels out, and, B, you had an intervention by Poppy's old friends and advisor, James Baker, and so on, the Iraq study group, said that the situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating. So here was a big slapdown of Dickey and all their policies. And he looked like he was maybe thinking about it, thinking. Well, not necessarily. Not exactly. I'll have another drink, Laura, if you don't mind. No, they want to send, he wants to send Rummy, Cheney, they all have, it's a done deal. They are wanting to send 30,000 more troops into Iraq, a surge. It's called throwing good money after bad. And Harry Reid is saying, well, I could support it if it's part of a larger withdrawal. Hillary is saying, forget it. Finally, she is awakened from her long stupor. And Colin Powell also awakening from his long stupor and misguided service to this ridiculous administration, annoying and alarming administration. He has said it will break the military. Forget about it. So all of this gets lost in the discussion of looking for these misguided people who have apparently so few mountains to climb in life that they put themselves in the worst possible position. You know, it's like what I said about gambling in a casino. Why gamble? So much in life is a gamble. Why gamble when you have the house odds are against you? The odds are not with you in casinos, in anywhere, in gambling casinos. There's so many gambles in life. Gamble where you have a risk of actually winning, or at least you have even odds. 3-4-9-13-20. I had heard this early in the war, but I haven't heard anything more about it. How does Sears, and I heard Sears and Penny's both did this, that if you have been called up for military duty, by law, companies are required to hold your job open and keep it available, but they don't have to do anything more than that. Usually people take a big pay cut and they lose benefits as a result of being called up. Sears, however, is voluntarily paying the difference in salaries and maintaining all benefits, including medical insurance and bonus programs for everybody called up, you know, their reservist employees for up to 2 years. So I was emailed this, and I did hear about it early on when the war began, and I hadn't heard anything more about it. So if this is true, I think you want to support Sears. And I had heard that Penny's was doing that, too, but I'm not sure. I want to share with you something, a place that doesn't have a lot of traffic because they carefully control immigration, and that is Bhutan. Bhutan. It's not too far from Nepal. It's near India. It's near China. Bhutan. The leader of Bhutan, the king, is widely regarded, and he's going to pass the crown to his son, the crown prince. But he is widely regarded as a benevolent monarch who judges his nation's development in an unlikely way by calculating not the gross national product, the GNP, but the GNH, gross national happiness. Now, I don't know how he does this, but you may have some comments that you might want to make about that. The gross national happiness, that would be very nice. And judging by what I see as I've been shopping, your goddess has been looking around this last weekend, people look like they're stressed, they don't look like they're happy, they don't look like they're participating yet in the joy of the season. I don't know what your observations are, but I'd like to hear them. 3-4-9-13-20. Jerry Brown, I was looking forward to bumping into him at the Safeway when he moves to Sacramento to become attorney general, but he's not moving to Sacramento. He's going to stay in Oakland. He's got a 5-minute commute from his Midtown Oakland condo, and he's going to work out of Oakland and maybe come to Sacramento once in a while. I'm still waiting for my invitation to Schnorzy's inauguration. I'm just going to super glue myself to the mailbox because I just know it's on its way. And, you know, with all the holiday mailing and everything else, why, it just got a little bit slow getting it. Schnorzy has received at least $640,000 in contributions to celebrate his second inauguration in January, including donations from health insurers and construction firms with agendas at the Capitol next year. Well, isn't that special? The top five gold sponsors who each gave at least $50,000 are Chevron, Raley's, the California Chamber of Commerce, the California Real Estate Political Action Committee, and Adams Steel, an Anaheim scrap metal recycler. An additional 26 organizations and firms gave at least $15,000 each at the silver sponsor level. And helping him as an inaugural ball co-chair is, yes, brought back from the among the nearly comatose, yes, Gray Davis. So Schnorzy is shameless. He brings everybody out of mothballs. He named former Governor Gray Davis. The Democrat he ousted from office in 2003 as a co-chair, as well as former Republican governors George Duke-Majan and Pete Wilson. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is also an inaugural co-chair. So he is from the, if bipartisanship is good, resurrecting your old enemies, your old rivals, anybody you can, that's even better. If you noticed in the Bee over the weekend, there was a piece about Phil Angelides. Rising from defeat was the way it was headlined. And Phil Angelides is saying that he's going to start his own firm. He says he's glad that he ran. He's plotting a new course. He's not going back into being a developer, though I'm not entirely sure what he is going to be doing. It's a venture capital firm, he says, that will work to generate investments for, quote, smart growth and environmentally friendly projects and products. But the thing I liked about it is what he has named his new company. He's calling it, for now it's called, the Office of Phil Angelides. And I thought, that is great. You know, it reminds me of the time that I was at a flea market and I got this great cheerleader's jacket. Now, it's hard to believe, but moi, your goddess, was never a cheerleader, ever. But you get to a certain point where you don't ever have to have actually been that thing. You can just buy the accoutrement and you can just have the cheerleader's jacket and you can look like you were a cheerleader sometime in your life. And so, you know, Phil doesn't actually have to win an office, but he has called his business the Office of Phil Angelides. Why go for the governorship when you can win the... So I'm calling it, instead of Enid Live, maybe I should just call it the Office of Enid Goldstein, because I have... it could be a self-inflicted office holder, and it's the Office of Enid Goldstein. And so I liked it. I thought that was actually pretty clever, pretty sweet. The Office of Phil Angelides. You may want to comment about that. And we're not done with Doolittle, Deep Doolittle. No. There is a little bit of an update on Deep Doolittle, which I will share with you momentarily. Let's go to the phones, though. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Zach in SAC. Hi. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Zach.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to comment on what you had spoken about earlier with the surge in Iraq.
Oh, Zach, we're delighted that you're a first-time caller, but you've got terrible static on the line. Can you call us on a better line?
One moment, please.
Oh, we're on hold.
My headset.
Oh, are you back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
All right.
Ah, much better.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. So what's on your mind, Zach from SAC?
The surge that is being said that might break the military, well, there's always the possibility that that could be what the intention is.
You mean that Dickey wants to break the military?
Well, why not? If you break the military, then you have a chance and an excuse to corporatize it.
Well, it is. Everything is practically outsourced as it is. I mean, which is the problem. There's no oversight. There's been a huge amount of corruption. And worst of all, is that there has been not much in the way of effectiveness.
Yeah, exactly. If you make the military look broken or break it to the point where not functioning properly, then you have an excuse to put corporations in control of the military.
So you think that this is deliberate? No, I don't think it is. As Dr. Dean Adele says, when you are getting symptoms, think horses, not zebras. Do the simplest thing. I think Dickey and the administration believe that if we send more troops in, that somehow we will finally be successful. And I don't care how many troops you send in, if you can even find troops. And what about our own first responders? There isn't anybody to protect us here. Where is he going to get 30,000 people? I can't imagine that it's going to work.
It won't. That's exactly it. Anybody with half a brain knows it won't work.
Well, what should be... Well, Zach, I'm delighted that you called us today, and I hope you'll call us again. My question is, what should be the proper response of the Democrats to Dickey's harebrained idea and Cheney and Rummy, a kind of a landmine that they are leaving with us? What should be the proper response to the request for a 30,000 troop surge to be sent into Iraq? What should the Democrats say in order to make them, in order to A, do the right thing, and B, continue their viability for the next election? Harry Reid is saying, yeah, he could go for this. as long as it's part of a larger withdrawal that will happen in 2008. But I think it's just a recipe for disaster. What do you think? And if Democrats put their foot down and say, no, we're not going to do this, or we're not going to fund it, or we're going to try to protect our borders, or we're going to try to clean up New Orleans from Katrina, what do you think moderate Republicans or independents, how do you think they're going to respond? Will Democrats alienate that group if they say, forget it, we're not sending 30,000 people into Iraq? We're not throwing good money after bad. Mike in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
You just asked a rhetorical question of what should the Democrats' response be to the latest request for billions of dollars from the president. And I'd like to think that the response would be articles of impeachment. And I'd like you to think for just a second, what if this was President Clinton that had done all of this? What do you think the Republicans would be saying right now? What would they be doing right now?
But we have already decided that impeachment's not a good idea because it leaves you with Cheney.
You impeach him, too. And you impeach Condoleezza Rice and make it a trifecta.
Well, I like it.
All three of them are war criminals. And then you bind them over to the Hague.
Well, I want to go for Rumsfeld and make it a quartet.
Well, you bind them all over to the Hague so that they can serve or so they can be tried for war crimes in an international tribunal. Because that's what they deserve. And then you incarcerate them and have them breaking rocks for the rest of their natural life.
Oh, getting their rocks off, giving new meaning to that term, I guess.
That's right, dumber than a rock.
Well, Mike, I think what is that going to do to a moderate and independent electorate to spend a lot of time on impeachment?
I'm not so sure that the electorate is as moderate and conservative as it's claimed that they are. I think that they're rapidly getting fed up to the point where they don't care who this guy is, whether he's a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. It's rapidly reaching the Nixon stage.
Well, I think
someone has to cross the aisle and say, Mr. President, you need to resign, and if you don't, we'll remove you.
I would love for somebody to do that. I would love for that to happen, and I would love for there to be investigations. I mean, I think impeachment is one of those things that feels good for the moment, but we had a long discussion about it, and what became clear is it would be better to have an investigation rather than simply an impeachment. But let's put it out there, Mike.
It's not about feeling.
Well, I don't know how much you're going to accomplish. I don't know how much you're going to accomplish with an impeachment. I'm not arguing against it because I am so angry with this administration. They have done nothing that is competent, and they have done nothing that's morally right, and they are pigheaded, and just in a few short years, they have led us into a horrible hole that I don't know. It'll take us decades to recover from.
What it will accomplish, in short, is that it will establish before the rest of the world once more, for good and all, that this is still a nation of laws, and that we don't care what party a president is. If he commits criminal acts, then he is going to be held accountable for those.
Mike,
that's what it would accomplish.
I thank you for the call. Is Mike right about that? He's going for impeachment. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slow-moving traffic, South End I-5 just north of Arena Boulevard. It's blocking the freeway service there. Also a two-car crash, North Bend Watt Avenue at American River Bridge. We have a two-car crash. And northbound Cab City Freeway at E Street. Always nice and slow there. Today, slower than usual, we have a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sunday edition of Enid Live. We are really in the final run-up to the Christmas. We're going to talk about all of that stuff, but what we're also talking about, oh, and this is sad, fan mail from some flounder, Joe Barbera, who was the half of Hanna-Barbera animation team, died. He was 95 years old, but remember, did you ever watch, well, how could you not have watched the Flintstones and all of the Jetsons and Yogi Bear and Scooby-Doo and Huckleberry Hound and Friends? So adios to Joe Barbera, 95 years old, oh my goodness. We're talking about this administration and the surge and impeachment, and we're talking about, you know, the diversion of the Mound Hood rescue attempt, when what this administration wants to do is flip us all off and say, screw you. We don't care what you told us, that you have spoken decisively in the midterm elections. Screw you. We don't care that in every single poll that is taken, only 20% of you approve of what we're doing and 80% of you do not. Screw you. We want 30,000 more people because, you know, we know best. We have always known best, and we're going to show you, we're going to prove it to you. It's like a gambler talking. If only you give me $30,000 more dollars, I know I can recoup all that money, those hundreds of thousands that I have lost, all of that money, the $30,000, I can parlay that $30,000 into $1 million. Just watch me do it. 349-1320. What are your thoughts about this? And Mike just called to say impeachment. Impeachment is the answer, but we had a long discussion about it, and what came out was that impeachment wouldn't work as well as investigation, but I'm so mad, I'm rethinking that. Jason, calling from SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
You know, I almost wholeheartedly agree with what Mike said, and that I think impeachment is right, but at the same time, I think that if we let Bush stay in office for the remainder of his term, it'll give us far more fodder and fuel for having the Democrats take over the presidency in 2008.
Yeah, if we still have a country left in a couple of years, given what these people are doing to it, this is fighting a war on a credit card. That's what this guy is doing. And with other people's money and other people's lives, he's got no skin in the game. He's just got a lot of ego.
No, exactly. And 30,000 troops, sending 30,000 troops is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, but Colin Powell says it'll break the military.
No, but it's not the answer. If they really wanted to win that war, they should have sent a lot more troops in the first place and secured the borders and actually, I mean,
well, they wanted to do it. They wanted to do everything on the cheap. They were going to muscle themselves in. They were going to maneuver. And you know what it was all for? It wasn't to establish democracy in the region. This is what they've all said. They knew that they could make points. They knew that they could make points for the next election because they were perceived as militarily strong and they needed some way to demonstrate that. It was part of their public relations effort, just like everything that they've done is. This is a president who, about whom it could well be said is all hat and no cattle.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. All right, Jason, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bob, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bob.
My favorite.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? These guys don't care what's going to happen. I'm a firm believer that they caused 9/11 with the Saudis. They're going to cause another one. The next one's going to be the aircraft carrier is going to blow up in the Straits of Hormuz. Going to block the Iranian oil from coming out. They're going to blame it on Iran, and they did it again just like they did 9/11.
So, and they're not going to care because they're going to be long gone after their landmines explode and it's left for the Democrats to do the mop-up?
The Democrats are the same as the Republicans. Wake up, everybody.
Well, they better start to distinguish themselves or they're going to be out of there, too.
But they're Confederates. They're still fighting the Civil War. They're Texas Confederates.
They are? They're tubby little chicken hawks pretending to be macho. They couldn't wait to waddle away from military service when they had the opportunity to serve, Bob. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Gary in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Hey, I want to talk about the previous caller, first of all, when he said there's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. When people say that, they're obviously not paying attention. Because all you have to do is take a look at the votes taken by Republicans and Democrats. Republicans vote one way and Democrats vote another. So there's obviously a huge difference.
Well, I think a lot of people are talking about is that everybody's beholden to lobbyists. And so everybody's on the take because you have the best system of government money can buy.
But I want to talk about the impeachment thing. I think it's a total waste of time and waste of energy because we might possibly get the 50% vote that we need in the House. we're going to need two-thirds vote in the Senate, and that's just not going to happen unless we get Republicans to vote with us, and they're not going to do that. So it's a total waste of time, total waste of energy. I think we need to do investigations first, and then that way we have...
All right, then let me play devil's advocate. So instead of going for impeachment, we're going to do an investigation. And supposing the information coming out of the investigation is highly negative, what will that do to Republican cooperation?
Well, in that case, then it depends on what comes out of those investigations. You know, if we find some solid evidence that Bush has done some criminal act, which I'm sure he's done, then I think we might be able to get some Republicans, just like when Nixon resigned.
Well, maybe you would get Republicans who, even if they have no sense of morality, are looking to save their hides in the next election and not wanting to be seen as supporting somebody who appears very corrupt and very dangerous.
Well, all that may be true, but I think at this point in the game, trying to call for an impeachment when we don't have the votes to do it is a total waste of time.
There you go. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. James in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, James.
Hi, Enid. I was just curious. I could have sworn I heard something about Cheney still receiving a pension from Halliburton. I wasn't 100% sure if I heard that right or unless it was from an old show on Airman.
All right, so what's your problem? Supposing he is.
Well, if he is, he's not allowed to, I thought. I mean, he's a public... He's supposed
no,
to
I don't think so. I think stuff's got to go into a blind trust. But if you get a pension from a company, I don't know where public service precludes your getting... the pension should cease. Or whether they defer it or whether it's... I don't know how that works. But you know that he's been doing everything he can on behalf of Halliburton, whether he gets the pension or not. And the pension is nothing compared to the huge payouts he has received from Halliburton.
Yeah, he's basically set up all the contracts in Iraq right now.
Well, I don't know if they can trace it directly to him, but it's very curious that Halliburton has all these no-bid contracts with virtually no oversight. So I thank you for the call, James. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, we're going to see 30-degree sunny. Well, not warm, though, tomorrow. Highs near 54. We're sitting at 53 here in Sacramento. Traffic, southbound I-5 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Nothing, actually. We have a disabled vehicle, but traffic is going pretty smooth. At least that's the last thing that I heard. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo. A hit and run, no injuries. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We have been talking about the administration, you know, flipping all of us the burb by saying it doesn't matter what the Iraq Study Group has said. It doesn't matter what the results of the midterm elections were. It doesn't matter what the polling tells us about how the country, 80% of it, thinks that it's going badly in Iraq. We're going to send in 30,000 more people and screw you because, you know what, we're still in charge. We three. I think it was a done deal with Rummy on board, even though he's been pushed out the door. Rummy, Cheney, and Dickey, at least Cheney and Dickey. And still, nobody has ever seen Dickey talk while Cheney was drinking a glass of water. And I want to add to the conversation. So there's talk about impeachment. Some of you think it's a bad idea. I think investigation is a better idea because maybe we can accomplish more and we can force everybody into resigning. But I can't imagine, you know, it's like Bill Bennett talking, a guy with a tremendous gambling Jones, who said, I just need 30,000 more, and I know I can recoup all that money that I lost. I know that it's ridiculous. It's always the whine of the loser. Just give me more troops. Hey, man, I know. If I just have more troops, I know we can do it. Hey, the surge, the bulge. Hey, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And let me add this. This is from Josh Micah Marshall talking about Doolittle. He says, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, whom we haven't heard much about lately, except that he's racked up about $100,000 in legal bills so far. It was a fundraising pitch for Senator Thad Cochran, Republican. But in a May 2002 email, Jack Abramoff's colleague could not help taking time out to praise a favorite, Representative John Doolittle. Said nobody wrote this particular lobbyist comes even close, except for Doolittle, to doing as much for our main clients. So here is Doolittle, who has been cited by various lobbyists as doing a lot of the bidding for Abramoff. Fred Wertheimer, the president of government watchdog Democracy 21, has already filed two ethics complaints against Doolittle, but has heard nothing back. Undeterred, he'll be trying again in the new Congress. We believe, he says, that the case against Representative Doolittle is very powerful and that the House has a clear responsibility to address and reach decisions on these serious ethics issues early and expeditiously. If the Ethics Committee wants to be taken seriously, it should look at Doolittle, said Melanie Sloan, who's the executive director of CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Doolittle's wife, as you know, was on Abramoff's payroll on and off for about 2 years, and the payments suspiciously align with actions that Doolittle took on behalf of Abramoff's clients. On top of that, Abramoff, his associates, and clients were very generous to Doolittle, contributing $140,000, just enough to cover his legal bills, to his various committees dating back to 1999. Doolittle himself saw a cut of that, thanks to the fact that for a number of years, he has paid his wife a 15% sliver of contributions to his campaign. In return, Doolittle went to bat for Abramoff clients. He delivered $400,000 in federal funds to the Northern Mariana Islands, for example, the Abramoff client known mostly for its garment sweatshops. Abramoff referred to Doolittle as a hero for the islands, and he wrote letters to help out Abramoff's tribal clients. In 2002, he wrote a letter that sought to prevent a Louisiana tribe from building a casino in action, which he explained as consistent with his anti-gambling position. And in 2003, he wrote letters seeking to help Indian casinos open up. He explained that he was just, quote, trying to ensure a fair process for a tribe, and the list goes on. Well, Doolittle, who narrowly survived a spirited re-election challenge in his very conservative district, be able to emerge from the 109th Congress without anything worse than a hefty legal bill? That is the question. 349-1320. Vinny calling from SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Vinny.
How are you doing? You guys were kind of addressing the Bush issue. And the thing that fries me most is I think at this point it is pure nothing but hubris and ego. And, you know, I think Bush is literally just trying to save his legacy at this point. I mean, how can you ever put it that, you know, he has committed the greatest, you know, foreign policy disaster in the history of this country. I mean, regardless of the outcome at this point, even if it's a moderate, I wouldn't call it six, but it's not complete disarray. But, you know, early you had, like, I believe it was not Mike, you know, saying that one of the goals was, or it was success because we're building a democracy. And for those people, I want them, you know, to think, Mike, for a moment that when you have a democracy built on Shia law and based on, you know, theocratic ways, it's still a democracy, everyone voting for something that you're initially were afraid of to go to war.
They're talking about having created a democracy. What have they created except for chaos? So they have branded it. They've given it a nice little perky name. Wow, we're creating a democracy. It's a civil war there. It is a complete mess. And it's a mess because they didn't go in with the right number of troops. We never should have gone in the first place. But it was poorly planned. It was poorly executed. And we are stretched thin. In every way, this has been a complete disaster. And I thank you, Vinny, for the call. 349-1320. Nancy and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Enid. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I know we don't have a special prosecutor anymore, but as an American taxpayer, I pay taxes to have the FBI, you know, operational, and I'm wondering, are they jurisdictional as far as looking at some of the stuff this administration's done and the lobbyists that
I think it has
to go in and out of the Capitol?
I think it has to be initiated by these various investigations, whether the Senate or whether, you know, somewhere in the Congress. These and you have people like Patrick Leahy, Henry Waxman. Let's see, there was another one. I'll think of his name. These are people who can't wait to start investigating. And there's so many places to start that they're almost having a hard time figuring it out.
All they got to do is go to the hard drives of these computers. They could probably have their whole case laid out in front of them.
Well, yeah, you're probably right, Nancy. It's a question of picking out which disaster to begin with. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Ron in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi. You know what's happening tonight, don't you? Monday Night Football.
Yeah, so?
Guess what's going to happen tomorrow morning?
What?
People are going to say, well, if they had done this, if they had done that, if they hadn't done this, if they hadn't done that, then maybe the other team would have won. Now, you haven't said a single word about the Iranians and their development of nuclear weapons. That's one of the things that we're trying to stop.
Yes, but there is some discussion as to how advanced they are with having created nuclear weapons. We're not sure.
On it?
Well, so what's your point? Should we be talking with them, or are we going to go to war with them?
My point is, if we don't, the Israelis will. And the Israelis have got nukes. And the Israelis will blast Iran off of the map before they can hit them.
Well, Iran has already said that it's going to blast Israel off the face of the earth.
Exactly.
It wants to see it go away. So wait, what are you telling me?
What I'm telling you is that you're doing Tuesday morning quarterbacking about what was happening in Iran.
We've been talking about Iraq, Ron. It's got a Q, not an N. We're talking about Iraq.
Exactly. And that's one of the
We're talking about being caught between Iraq and a hard place. Well, so tell me what your point is.
I just told you. My point is that we're in Iraq, and it is scaring the hell out of the Syrians and the Iranians.
So you think it's good that we're in Iraq?
Absolutely.
And you think we should send 30? You think we should send 30,000 more people into Iraq?
I think we ought to go in there and do whatever we have to do to make sure that we clean up that country.
How old are you?
Well, I'm 65.
Why don't you sign up? There seems to be no limit. They got a geezer battalion, and God bless us all. If we're lucky, we're all going to be geezers. Why not?
Hey, wait a minute. Don't call me a geezer.
I call it to you with the greatest affection. We love our geezers. We wouldn't be any kind of a country without them. They're the people who take their hats off and put their hands on their hearts when the anthem is sung. They're the people who get a tear in their eye. We adore our geezers.
They should.
Yes.
They aren't geezers.
Well?
Don't you have any respect for your elders? How old are you? 28? 24?
No, that's my IQ, darling.
How old are you?
That's my IQ, darling. All right, so you think we should go in, but you're not willing to go in. Are you willing to go in?
If something I could do, I would do it.
Well, like what? You have your. Would you be willing for your children to go in and fight this?
Of course.
So are your children going in to fight this?
My child is 30 years old, and she is not eligible to go.
Why not?
Because of certain birth defects.
Okay.
And I don't think I have to go through an explanation of that to you. Now, I'm asking you, what have you done for your country? Have you done anything? Air America's damn near bankrupt.
Air America is in reorganization, actually. And every day, I'm on the air trying to support my country, and I think the greatest support you can offer the troops is not to put them in harm's way with not the appropriate armor or uniform or weapons to fight or Humvees, but to keep them out of harm's way. That's how I'm supporting it. And we're trying to get the truth out there, Ron. That is what we are trying to do on a daily basis. So I hope we're supporting the truth in that way. And I do thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight right around 30. We're going to see highs tomorrow. Sunny, though, but 50 degrees. We're at 54 at AM 1320. Traffic, it looks like westbound I-80 just east of northbound I-5, a little slow in North Sac. Northbound 99 just north of Fruit Ridge Road. We have a pedestrian. On the right-hand side over the fog line, it looks like we have a stalled vehicle on the right-hand side that they're walking. Westbound 50 at 8 Mile Stone, there's a three-car crash. And northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo, we have a hit and run. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited...
The Internet... It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal Internet. That is you and me.
You and me.
Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's Natural Food Time.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
What you want? I want T-Bob.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, there apparently must be that the minister of OxyContin is putting it out there. We're actually winning in Iraq because we've had calls from some of you talking about what a great job we're doing, and we've only managed to sustain 3,000 casualties on our side. That would be deaths. I mean, actually...
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It was a grim task and a day of hard work, but the body of climber Kelly James has been brought down from Mount Hood. CBS News correspondent Jerry Bowen is covering.
Kelly James is the latest of more than 130 people to have died on Mount Hood, the second most climbed mountain in the world, next to Japan's Mount Fuji. Now, hopes for Brian Hall and Jerry Cook are fading.
We're narrowing and narrowing the likelihood that there may have been an accident.
Evidence near the larger of two snow caves that contained Kelly James' body suggests Hall and Cook had been clipped onto this Y-shaped anchor line, initially believed to be a distress signal. It held them to the steep slope and is where their trail ends. Searchers fear they went over the edge.
Officials say approaching bad weather could soon end the search until spring. Orders have yet to be issued, but CBS News correspondent David Martin has learned the Pentagon plans a major buildup of U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf region, including a second aircraft carrier, to send a message to Iran.
Military officers say the buildup would take place after the first of the year, not to actually attack Iran, but to discourage its leaders from spreading their Shiite revolution. Confronting Iran is just one of many critical decisions facing Robert Gates, who was sworn in today as the new Secretary of Defense.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
On a stage filled with men and women in uniform, the 22nd Secretary of Defense took his oath and took control of America's military at a crossroads.
I, Robert Gates, do solemnly swear
that I was.
His predecessor, Donald Rumsfeld, was criticized for often ignoring the advice of commanders in Iraq. Gates promises to listen to those who, as he puts it, must ultimately carry out the decisions.
Failure in Iraq at this juncture would be a calamity that would haunt our nation, impair our credibility, and endanger Americans for decades to come.
The person President Bush calls the right man for this job now heads off to the front lines to size up the immense task in front of him. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Issued just hours after Gates took office is the Pentagon's latest quarterly report on Iraq. It shows a sharp increase in violence, up 22% to an all-time high. Joseph Barbera died today. He, along with partner Bill Hanna, were for decades the animation kings of TV.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's head.
Hanna-Barbera gave us Yogi Bear, the Flintstones, Tom and Jerry, and dozens more cartoon characters. Joe Barbera was 95. Bill Hanna died 5 years ago. Success for two spacewalking astronauts outside the International Space Station. After 6 hours of work, they've managed to move a solar wing and get it folded back out of the way where it belongs. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial is down 1.5 to 12,444. The Nasdaq dropped 21 points to finish at 2435. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
They're just numbers, but each one represents suffering for some Americans. CBS News reporter Stephanie Labadakis has the latest FBI crime statistics.
Every region in the country reported sizable increases in violent crime, from 2.9% in the Northeast to 4.7% in the West. The crime spike also hit small and medium-sized cities the hardest, a trend that has many police chiefs calling for more federal aid. The number that stands out most is for robberies, which jumped almost 10% nationally.
There's no common cause, says Chuck Wexler of the Police Executive Research Forum.
In some cities, it's methamphetamines. In other cities, it's gangs. In some cities, it's juveniles. And in some cities, resources are a real issue.
The International Association of Chiefs of Police complains that federal anti-crime funding is little more than half of what it was a decade ago. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. Doesn't cost you a penny to do it. The more of you who call in, the more new voices we hear, the richer the conversation, the richer the thinking. It doesn't matter whether you're a supporter of the administration or whether you think the administration is the worst in our history. We love to hear from you because it's the only way to really forge our ideas, I think. And anyway, we have a good time doing it. If you're in the area code, 916, the number to call is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Remember, your homework assignment, and especially this is the season to be jolly, is to jolly your friends into realizing that there is an alternative to conservative talk radio, which is what most of talk radio remains, and that is AM 1320. And you can that they can listen to Enid Live from 3 to 7 weekdays, and also the Morning Report. Start your day with the Morning Retort. Scott and Sims from 5:30 to 9. There's Al Franken. There's Randy Rhodes. There's a panoply of really superb programming and a lot of good thinking going on here. It's a lot of fun to listen to AM 1320. So let everybody know about it. A lot of people still don't know about it, and it will. The word is beginning to spread sort of virally, and you can help that process. If you like what you hear, even if I make you nuts, well, sometimes you make me nuts. This, you want to, you know, where are we going? Where are brain cells being challenged in American life? Not too many places. So this is like the last outpost. We hope, we think, we pride ourselves. We are perhaps delusional in thinking this, but anyway, we have a good time every day. I think most days, or we try, and we try to come away with a little more than we came in with. If you are just joining us, if you have been incarcerated, either shopping all day or in an office or in some facility, and you are getting into your car to face traffic, let us ease your travails, Bunky. We've been talking about the rescuers on Mount Hood and how that has sufficed for the news. Instead of talking about Dickey's request, where he's flipping us all off and saying, hey, your Iraq study group report calling the situation in Iraq grave, deteriorating, forget it. We want 30,000 more troops to be sent over. And Harry Reid said, well, you know, if it's part of a larger withdrawal plan, okay by me. And Hillary is saying, are you kidding? Forget it. And Colin Powell, who has awakened from his long slumber, has said, are you kidding? It'll break the military. So we have that going on. We're talking about that. We're also led into a conversation about impeachment or investigation, which it would be preferable. And I want to add to the discussion a couple of things. First of all, I have to something completely off the point. Judith Regan. Do you know who she is? She is a publishing... First of all, she was a girlfriend of Bernard Carrick, who's been disgraced. But she had her own imprint at HarperCollins. This is a Rupert Murdoch operation. And she published the raunchiest of the raunchy books. Among them, the O.J. book, If I Did It. And she, but her books... You know, you can't. How low can you go? You can't get too low for Rupert Murdoch and Fox and all of that. Her books were very profitable. There was some tension between her and other people, and anyway, she was behind If I Did It, the O.J. book, if he, his alleged confession, and if he committed the crime, killed Nicole and Ron Goldman, and so on, which, of course, was pulled. It was not, it was published, but it's been pulled from the market. Apparently, they're shredding it, although a copy or two finds its way onto eBay. So she survived that, and there were, you know, the long knives were out for her because she's got, apparently got sharp elbows and sharp, she's just not a terrifically well-liked person. Well, she got fired. And what's emerging is the reason she got fired is, besides all of this stuff, even though she's been very profitable, for all of her books have been profitable for the country company, or most of them, apparently she was screaming at an attorney, a company attorney, and she was yelling a lot of anti-Semitic, this is what the New York Times is hinting at, a lot of anti-Semitic whatever into the phone. And one of her rivals, who heads up, I believe, HarperCollins, is also Jewish, so it was a lot, and she got fired for cause. So whatever she said, and of course it's a personnel issue, so they're not saying what it was she got, armed guards came in. You know how it goes. Guards came in and they escorted her out. And so she hires this powerhouse attorney who was kind of sort of implicated, but then squeaked out of it, Burt Fields in Hollywood, to represent her. So I don't know what the case will consist of, but he is a pit bull and he pretty much wins whatever he takes on, so he must think that there is a good case here, and I'm sure he is not inexpensive. But so she's going to fight back. Her attorney is vowing war with Rupert. Okay. I just thought you'd want to know an update on that juicy story that has publishing and media circles salivating, because it is a wonderful, there's a great German word, Schadenfreude. Do you know it? It's when you take pleasure in somebody else's misfortune. So a lot of people who were, she was not too popular a person, and so now that she, her fall has been hard, but probably only temporary, because she can make money for people, so she'll be back in business. I want to talk about lethal injection. I want to add this to the conversation. And the reason I want to add it to the conversation is there was a problem in Florida where they had to inject a guy a couple of times before it took him 34 minutes to die. It wasn't apparently pain-free. We are very prissy about that, aren't we? And so in California, lethal injections are conducted so haphazardly by poorly trained staff in chaotic conditions that they could cause slow and agonizing death, said a federal judge last Friday, in threatening to declare the state's method of capital punishment unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. 349-1320. And the LA Times reported that San Quentin's execution team is incompetent. California's procedures for executing prisoners by lethal injection fall short of standards set by the veterinary profession for animal euthanasia, and were formulated with less care than methods in China, the world leader in capital punishment. In addition, it has been alleged that the execution team at San Quentin is unlicensed, untrained, unprofessional, and, at no extra charge, incompetent to carry out their duties. Now, here's what's happening. If you're a doctor, if you're a physician, they try to bamboozle some docs into overseeing this, that they wouldn't actually have to do anything, because the mandate for doctors is to, do no harm, I think. You want to heal people if you're a doctor. You don't want to lethally inject them. So that's what's been going on. And so the states, there is a 30-day deadline now for officials to agree to make changes to the protocol, or it will be labeled unconstitutional. Well, Schnorzy has said, who has done nothing to fix the prisons, he's done nothing to do anything, he said today that his office will fix the way the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation administers lethal injections to condemned inmates, quote, to ensure that the process is constitutional so that the will of the people is followed and the death penalty is maintained in California. Schnorzy, his statement followed a ruling by a federal judge in San Jose last week that the state's lethal injection process is unconstitutional because of the faulty method it uses to anesthetize inmates who are about to die. This is very interesting to me. The whole process is very interesting. They have an electric chair in Florida that they call Old Sparky. If you have the misfortune to have to sit in that electric chair to be executed, your hair can catch on fire, which apparently has happened. Also, if you're thinking about committing a capital crime and you have to deal with the death penalty, try not to do it in Florida, because you can have anything you want for your last meal, but it can't cost more than $19.95, I think, unless they've changed it. So Florida had a problem, and California has got a problem as well, and even Jeb Bush suspended lethal injections in Florida, and California cannot administer lethal injections until this problem is solved. So Schnorzy says the following: my administration will take immediate action to resolve court concerns which have cast legal doubt on California's procedure for carrying out the death penalty. I don't know what they're going to do. So far, we have a prison system in meltdown in this country, in the state of California. Well, in the country, one in every 32 is incarcerated. But in California, we are overcrowded. We are in a meltdown situation, and particularly the medical part of our prisons are in meltdown, or even worse meltdown, in the hands of a receiver. And now the lethal injection process, of which it's interesting that it's gotten this far, because who could come back to discuss it if you've been the victim? And you know, they put you on a suicide watch the night before. They don't want you to do it to yourself. They don't want to, you know, they want the state to do it to you. Well, as many of you know, And if you don't, let me restate it. I am anti-death penalty. I don't care how heinous the crime. I think it's just too easy. A lethal injection, it's Betty Night-Night, especially one that has no, you know, your hair doesn't get, it doesn't catch fire. I think having to be in prison for the rest of your life, having to be incarcerated, having to do hard time, or in some way, if you want to help out the society and attempt to pay your debt, even if you will never be able to really repay your debt, I think that is more productive. And I don't like the idea of the state putting people to death in this way. Never mind that the state does it in a million other ways. Inadvertent and vertent. They put you to death if they're going to send you to Iraq and they don't give you sufficient, if this is sufficient body armor, for example, or training, or, you know, check off the list of things that they don't supply you with. You're going to get a death penalty in this country, if not by lethal injection, then the lack of the appropriate injection, if you have no health insurance. And you can go to the ER, but if you could have the surgery sooner because it would be covered by your insurance when you don't have the money to pay for it, maybe that would make a difference between life and death. And there are lots of stories about that. But to deliberately execute somebody, I've never been in favor of it. It's one of those things that feels good. It sounds good. You're so angry at somebody. You want closure, a word that is a very perky word, but it is never really provided. If you are the victim and somebody is taken out with a lethal injection, it doesn't bring your loved one back. For the moment, it may feel like payback, and then you're faced with the same longing and missing and anger and regret and whatever you're flooded with. It just, for one second, it feels good. Kind of like impeachment, maybe, huh? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So the death penalty in the state of California, I really think, and here's the other thing, it's completely counterintuitive. Some of you are going to dispute that it's true, but it is true. Take my word for it or do some research. That is that it's far less expensive to incarcerate you for the rest of your life than it is to lethally inject you. And the reason for that are, of course, all the appeals and so forth that go on. And you have a situation, and you had it in Illinois, where a lot of people were dismissed from death row because now with DNA testing, some people don't belong there. So there's always the possibility that we are lethally injecting the wrong person. So here you have, a 30-day deadline for officials to agree to make changes to protocol or have it declared unconstitutional. Lethal injections, said the federal judge, are conducted so haphazardly by poorly trained staff in chaotic conditions that they could cause slow and agonizing death. I am always amazed by, you don't get the lethal injection for being Mr. Nice Guy, so that we are so concerned about the niceties of this is always a little bit amusing to me. It's not so amusing a subject, but it's a little amusing to me that we want it to be a pain-free situation. Well, it isn't. I have a problem about that. I'm anti death penalty, but this nicety, this fussiness about it being completely pain-free, you know, we are as barbaric, whether it's pain-free or it isn't, as the people who committed the crime, I think. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Huey in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Huey.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm just heartsick at Bush sending 30,000 people into the meat grinder. I know why he's doing it, because he knows that if he takes people home now, he'll be admitting failure in his own little pea brain mind. But he figures that if he keeps sending people into this, maybe in 30 years, by some happenstance, people will look back and say he did the right thing, which nobody's going to do. But, I mean, I think it's interesting that he keeps drawing this parallel to Harry Truman, which is such an unapt parallel. But, I'm just heartsick by it. And I hope that the Democrats really, you know, act like adults and, you know, take the car keys away from the drunk and don't let him drive.
Do you have some thoughts about prisons?
On the lethal injection.
Yes.
Well, I think part of the problem is that, now, unlike you, I favor the death penalty, okay?
Why?
For a whole host of reasons, which is a whole separate conversation.
No, it's the conversation we're having. Why do you favor the death penalty?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it is important for victims. My wife's family were murder victims in the worst mass murder in LA history to this day.
What was the murder?
It was a murder called the Club Mecca Cafe. Three guys were 86'd from a bar. They came back into the bar, threw a bucket of gasoline on the floor, barred the doors, and burned six people to death.
When was that, Huey?
It was in 1957. My wife was 9 at the time. And two members of her family were among the six who were murdered. The killers were caught. They were sentenced to death. 2 days before Pat Brown left office, he commuted their sentences to life in prison. And just the sorrow in those families, and the feeling of, you know, the governor preferred the murderers.
Why did he commute their sentence?
Actually very shameful. He writes about it in his book, Public Justice, Private Mercy. And he says, and it's really disgraceful. What he says is the Mecca Cafe was a sleazy bar where fights were the order of the day, which not only wasn't true, it was a little working class bar, but that implies that if the same crime had taken place at the Esquire Grill, that it would have been any death penalty appropriate case.
But why did he commute the sentence?
That's why. He said it in his book. He wrote about this particular...
I have to tell you something that you probably aren't going to want to hear, because your family lore is such that somehow you would have had peace and closure if those people had been executed in the way that they, as a payback for their crime. And I don't think you would have had peace and closure. You just think that you would have had it. But no, I actually think the punishment is more severe, life in prison without possibility of parole.
Let me give you the rest of it. When the current Attorney General, Jerry Brown, was governor of California, his parole board released these murderers. They had burned six people to death, and they had served about 19 years in prison. So, and then
what happened to them when they were released?
I have no idea, but the point is if you burn six people to death, maybe life without parole is an appropriate sentence?
I have a feeling that there's more to the story, because I can't imagine that one governor would pardon and the other or commute the death sentence and the other would release without some... There is a greater story here, Huey. They must have done something to distinguish themselves.
I would commend to you, go take some time and go to the State Library and look at the April 4th through April 10th editions of the L.A. papers in 1956.
Are they still alive, these two guys, you know?
There were actually three of them. I know that one of them's still alive. I don't know about the other two.
I think you should write about this.
I'm actually working on it.
Yeah, well, there you go. See?
Yeah.
All right, this is... Yeah.
My point is that lethal injection was, I think, selected because it sounds benign, but it does have its own issues. The problem is that the issue with the death penalty, and I was talking to a warden in another...
We don't have much time, Huey. We got to make it quick.
I mean, there is no comfortable way to kill somebody, and I think that's part of the issue lurking in the background here.
Is there a comfortable way to be in prison for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah, there are people who are. You know, they check out their books from the prison library. They're on the Internet doing stuff. And, you know, and every study I've seen suggests that the victim stays dead all during that time.
All right, we're going to leave it there. I thank you for the call, and we wish you a lot of good luck with your manuscript. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Vince in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Vince.
Hi. I used to believe in the death penalty, but I don't anymore. When I was younger, I believed that, you know, it was the right thing to do, but now I look at it as just revenge, and I don't believe in a hereafter. So I think you're sending them, when you kill them, you're just relieving them from their life of pain that they're going to have to live if they're kept alive in prison. they will have to torment with themselves, the majority of them, I would think, for the years they're alive as to what they've done. And I believe in redemption, that the people have got good and evil in them, or good and bad in them, and if he's in prison that long, I think that eventually they're going to come around and try and do some good to make up for the bad they've done. I think it's just in human nature. And plus, I don't believe that our justice system, although it's probably one of the best in the world, I still don't believe that it's 100% perfect. And I just don't see putting people to death unless you can be, and you can't be positive that 100% of the people on death row are guilty.
Well, that's right. And with DNA, and you don't have equal shot at the justice system, too. I mean, witness O.J. O.J. had great representation, and O.J. is still looking for the killer. So if you've got a good attorney...
Yeah, he's looking for the killer in every golf course across America.
That's right. And so if you've got, or a publishing house, and if you've got a good attorney, if you've got money, you're not going to cool your heel. You're not going to park yourself on death row. That's
exactly.
It. It's not administered equally. That, I mean, there is that argument as well.
Yeah, I couldn't condone putting someone to death because it doesn't serve any purpose except revenge. And revenge is just a bad place to be.
I don't think, you know, despite what our last caller said, Vince, I don't think that it gives you closure either. And if anybody has had a situation, actually, and I do thank you for the call, if anybody's had a situation where you expected closure from some dramatic event, like a lethal injection, did it happen? Because the reports I've seen after the injection indicate that the family was hoping for the miracle of closure, or to have those awful feelings that they're walking around with wiped clean. And I don't think it happens. And those are the reports I've read. But if anybody has had firsthand experience, we would love to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows 30 degrees tonight, 57. Is going to be the high tomorrow. 53 we are sitting at. A little bit of showers we might see on Thursdays. Otherwise, it looks pretty good. Now, we also have traffic eastbound I-80 just west of Truxell Road and Wallerga Road. There's a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
With a sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions of folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. Stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
to Enid now, 349-1320.
Monday edition of Enid Live, 3 to 7. Enid Live exists Monday through Friday. And you can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We're talking about Schnorzy saying, has vowing to fix the lethal injection process in California. It's so incompetent, it's so chaotic, it's so badly done that a federal judge has said no more lethal injections until you fix the system. Now, I want to add something more to the conversation. And that is, the Supreme Court has ruled that mentally retarded defendants and juveniles cannot be sentenced to death. And so you have got a whole spate of mentally ill prisoners who would normally be eligible for the death penalty, but they are mentally ill. And in order to make them not mentally ill or to, they give them meds. So here is a guy who is taking 12 pills a day. He's on death row. He is mentally ill, like a lot of people in jail and on death row. He, in addition to his daily drug regimen, which is 12 pills a day, he receives an antipsychotic injection twice a month. The medication controls his paranoia, delusion, schizophrenia, and depression. It may also make him competent enough to be executed in the electric chair that is housed less than 100 yards away. There's no question that he committed a crime, but the Supreme Court has ruled that mentally retarded defendants and juveniles cannot be sentenced to death. And here is somebody the state is trying through medication to make competent enough to be executed. Get your head wrapped around that one. And what do you think about that? What is the morality of it? Somebody who's clearly, by the legal definition, whatever that may consist of, and I think it's a little bit fuzzy or muddled, he's insane. He is not sane enough to stand trial without medication. So now they want to give him medications and force him to take these medications so that he's competent enough to be lethally injected or to face the death penalty. What would you do if you were in charge of this situation? Is this the right thing to do? Because otherwise he's going to be in the pokey at $50,000 a year for the rest. I mean, let's talk about it in terms of dollars and cents, the way a lot of people feel. He's going to be in the pokey for the rest of his life, gobbling down these medications, so he'll be competent while he's on his meds, and fighting people because he probably hates the side effects of these meds, which a lot of people who have these difficult mental conditions do. And so sometimes he's competent and sometimes he's not competent, and then we turn into a geriatric unit, and what do you do? And I'm anti-death penalty. What do you do? Is it fair to get him competent so that we can now execute him? Because the Supreme Court has said if somebody's insane, we can't execute them. 349-1320-866-626-1320. David in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well.
Well, you know something, I used to be off with the death penalty in probably about maybe the last 2 years. I was totally against it, and now I'm totally against it now. I was off and on. I'm kind of like stuck in the middle of this.
Why were you for it and why are you now against it? You sound like John Kerry.
It sounds like him. But the reason for that is because, like if you give a life, you got to take a life. And I know that that if you're going to give a, if you're going to take a life, then you're going to give up your life, you know. And that's, but you know, and then, but I know a lot of people who are, who end up killing the person with lethal injection or whatever, and with lethal injection. And what happened is that they don't, they still end up being angry. They still end up being angry. It's like nothing was accomplished. It's, oh yeah, it's done. Yeah, but you know, they took your daughter, they took your son. So what was accomplished? Nothing. But you know, the fact is, if you leave them there inside prisons for the rest of their life, that way it shows the parents what a lousy parenting skill that they had raising this stupid kid, you know, or whatever criminal that was. It shows them and say, you know something? It shows parents that, hey, you're a bad parent. You raised it. You didn't do a good job raising your kid, and your kid's going to stay there forever until he dies, until death.
So you're what did Samuel Goldwyn once say? Instead of a message, sending a message through a message film, you know, call Western Union. I mean, if you want to give some parents the message that they were bad parents, they're probably not going to get the message anyway. That's number one.
That's true,
and number two, I mean, that's not the excuse. There, it is, I think, more of a moral issue. I think prison is hard. I think being in prison for the rest of your life is hard. You have a chance for some kind of redemption, whether or not you really can redeem yourself in prison. You can at least make some attempt at it. Maybe you can contribute to the good. You will never bring that person back, that life, but maybe you can do something else. I don't know. That's the, and, but I don't think.
Do you believe in rehabilitation for the person who actually took a life? Is that what you believe in?
I don't know if you can be fully rehabilitated, but I don't think we are. I think we go down to that level of revenge. We are taking a life because somebody else took a life, and I don't think that, I think morally I have a real problem with it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And somebody asked the question, what about molesters, child molesters and rapists? That is what the death penalty is for. I don't think it's, they use it in terms of rapists and molesters. I think you get the death penalty if you have killed somebody, if you have committed a capital crime. I guess it depends on the definition of a capital crime. But the question I'm asking, to make the conversation even more intriguing, is the Supreme Court has ruled that the death penalty cannot be invoked against mentally retarded defendants and juveniles. So mentally retarded defendants and juveniles cannot be sentenced to death. So what some prisons are doing are medicating these people who would be sentenced to death if they were not, they didn't have huge mental issues, in order to get them competent enough to stand trial and to be executed, essentially. What are your thoughts about this? You know, I once knew a guy, you know what it reminds me of? I once knew a man who was undergoing a gender reassignment, a sex change, in order to become a woman so that he could be a lesbian. It took me a while to get my head around that. I'm not so sure I ever made it completely. And this one has the same effect on me. Here are people who are incompetent. They are mentally, they have mental issues. They're mentally retarded. And they are not, the Supreme Court has ruled that mentally retarded defendants and juveniles cannot be sentenced to death. And so the courts now are being asked to decide whether mentally ill prisoners can be executed if rendered competent only by medication. And they're afraid that people will fake it and fake their craziness in order to skirt the death penalty. We are the only Western nation that imposes the death penalty. They don't do it in any of the industrialized Western nations. We do it here. And you know where they really do it? They really do it in Dickey's home state. And it hasn't done anything to thwart crime. It hasn't brought the crime rate down. Texas conducts the most executions of any state in the union. As I have often said, you steal a frozen chicken in Texas, and by the time that chicken is thawed, you've already got the death penalty and you've probably been injected. 349-1320, and it hasn't done a thing to reduce crime. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I mean, at Goldstein, is it fair to get people who are mentally not competent through meds, to get them competent so that you can execute them? Is that, what are your thoughts? This is it's very intriguing, isn't it? 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid Lowe. Tonight we have 30 for the low. It looks like we have highs tomorrow coming up right around 53. And our Well Erga Road, just south of Peace Road, there is a three-car crash. Madison Avenue and Buena Vista Avenue, we have a two-car crash, and in North Sac as well. Southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Elk, there's a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you making too many trips?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of the stereo? The subliminal mind, America.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Someone who waits for me, only a child dreams in the smile, waiting to play. And now she's found snow on the ground, magic has been set free. She's waited here all of this year just for this day.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, as we inching closer and closer to Christmas and to New Year's. This is that time when women especially get more stressed than men. I don't know why that is, but according to all the research, women are more stressed and they eat more. when they're more stressed. Well, we're not surprised about that. Remember, you know, freshman 15, where you're supposed to typically gain 15 pounds when you are go away to school for your freshman year. What is it? The holiday five, you're gaining 5 pounds. But your goddess swam in the outdoor unheated pool today. It was pretty nippy. I think it must have been in the 20s last night. Oh, it was really nippy in there. I encountered a polar bear or two, but I'm determined to do battle with that 5 pounds. And, I don't know if I'm winning, however. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. We're talking about the death penalty. We're talking about the morality, since the Supreme Court has ruled that you cannot execute the mentally incompetent, mentally retarded defendants and juveniles. So what a lot of prisons are doing is they're forcing meds down the throat of these people to get them competent enough to be executed. What are your thoughts about that? What is the morality of that? And also, we have been talking about this war, and thank goodness for a Democrat who is going to be, his name is Representative Ike Shelton, who will head the House Armed Services Committee in the 110th Congress, and he is strongly criticizing the troop increase policy, the recent speculation in the press regarding an increase of 20 to 30 or even 50,000 troops in Iraq has left me, he says, with many concerns. I believe that this increase at best won't change a thing, and at worst could exacerbate the situation even further. I am also extremely concerned about the additional burden that would be placed on the Army and Marine Corps. Yes, yes, and yes. I agree with that. And Rolling Stone, the $2 trillion war. You know what Frank Rich and other people have said about this administration? They've lied about the number of casualties. They've lied about the cost of the war. They've lied about the reasons for going to war. A leading economist says that the true cost of Iraq is far higher than President Bush claims, that America will pay the price for decades to come. I have no doubt but what that's true. I know that that's true. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Dickie putting this war on a credit card. This is amazing. Decimating this country. What an incompetent nitwit. And that he's dragging us, flipping us off and dragging us with him down his road to perdition and failure? I don't think so. Bonnie and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bonnie.
I think I heard you say that Jerry Brown was not for leniency or something?
No. Somebody called in to say that Jerry Brown, under his tenure as governor, a couple of people on death row were finally made parole and they were finally released.
Well,
Jerry Brown has been fudging it, but I think for a long time and probably still he has been anti-death penalty.
This goes back to his father. That's why I called. His father, Edmund Brown, had Carol Chessman, who didn't kill anybody, and it was doubtful that he was even guilty of what he was charged with, rape of 3-6 women or something. In either 59 or early 60, he had Carol Chessman executed, and this guy had just gone by leaps and bounds. He was a brilliant guy.
Wasn't he the Birdman of Alcatraz?
No.
Or was that a different guy?
That's way before.
Oh.
No, this was like 59 or 60. Carol Chessman, he was accused of raping, I think it was 6 women in a park or something over.
Well, I remember the name, but I can't remember what it was.
The guy was brilliant in prison, and it was very strong doubt that he even did what he, because nothing in his background pointed to the fact that he was even guilty of that. And from there, lo and behold, he gets executed and not even killed anybody by his dad. And up to that point, I had always had very high regard for Edmund Brown. But after that, I just lost it. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. It had to be highly politically motivated. I don't know, but it's just unreal. Check it out, because it's an extremely interesting story.
Didn't Jerry try to talk his father out of supporting the death penalty in that case?
I don't know.
I have a vague recollection.
Very young men, you know?
Yeah, I have a vague recollection that
I really don't know.
Many spirited discussions in the family over that matter,
horrifying thing. Really, it was horrifying. Especially this guy, he had done so well in prison. He was a real brilliant guy, and boy, it took me really off my guard. I was just, I lost it. I said, that's it for Brown.
Bonnie, I thank you very much for the call. Thanks for reminding me.
And there's an interesting history on that.
Okay. Thanks very much. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. One of the things we've talked about is cocaine. That is the caffeine drink you know, like Rockstar, like Red Bull, these drinks, cocaine, the name cocaine, which was controversial, a lot of anti-drug groups, which only, of course, makes it more attractive to the teenagers and 20-somethings that it's designed to reach. But anyway, the last word is not in on cocaine, the soft drink. It not only has an amazing amount, an alarming amount of caffeine in it, and people who drink it thinking that they're not harming, there are all kinds of calls to poison control. People come in by ambulance because they're downing 8 and 10 of these, and it's an immense amount of caffeine. But a group of law students have decided to challenge. They're opposing the owners of the brand cocaine, the people who own the soft drink. Are being challenged by a group of law students opposing a trademark for the provocative name of this energy drink on the grounds that it is both immoral and scandalous. So apparently you are able to challenge on those grounds, and the question is the name cocaine sufficiently immoral and scandalous that these law students might prevail? Because of a group of law students, the makers of the controversial new energy drink have hit a snag in their attempts to register a federal trademark on cocaine. Well, remember, what is coca, the coca in Coca-Cola all about? That was cocaine when it was legal. Around the turn of the century, it was an ingredient in Coca-Cola. Many women who had monthly cases of the vapors or even daily cases of the vapors found themselves drinking a lot of Coca-Cola in those days and these patent medicines, too, that they could get from the pharmacy. But in any event, these students, the U.S. Patent Office and Trademark Office got a petition from these students, law students at a university, Cleveland State University. They hatched the idea. In the professor's copyright, patent, and trademark class, after a discussion of trademarks that could be refused. So your trademark could be refused for being, quote, immoral or scandalous. One of the students mentioned the cocaine drink, and the professor soon had 5 volunteers to oppose the trademark as an extracurricular class project. So they all want to get some experience. What do you think? Is it scandalous or immoral? I don't. In this society, hardly anything is that scandalous or immoral. And maybe the people who want to who own the brand, the proprietors of the brand, will point to Coca-Cola. And if you're an attorney on matters like this, are these 5 law students going to prevail? So here you are. You know, you own this brand, and you think you're going to have smooth sailing, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, pops up 5 law students who are going to get credit in their class for pursuing this, and it's going to jack up your legal bills. What are you going to do? 349-1320-866-620-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. No showers for the next couple of days. I don't even think we're going to see sprinkles on through the night. However, 30 for the low, highs 53. We're at 54 at AM 1320. Westbound 50 just west of Zinfandel. Just west? That would be west of Zinfandel. I'm just going to change everything. How about north is I-5 and Seamus and Monty Flat Road, Elginbright Dam. There's a 3-car crash there. It's by Grass Valley. Stopping traffic, though, if you're headed that way. Eastbound I-8 just west of north on I-5, we have a 2-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall, let the chips fall where they be.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Al Franken Show.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Andersen replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Andersen. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Andersen windows and 1 Andersen PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and Almond Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, are you going to be shopping tonight? You know that they have it all planned out with the Muzak wherever you are shopping, whatever stores they have it down to a science. They have music that sells and causes you to trip over yourself to get to the cash register really fast and buy, and other songs that don't work. And they test all this stuff. Plus which, there's this whole science when you go into stores of snagging you with the most seductive stuff, and they figure that out.
Sacramento's Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
While the search continues for two missing climbers on Mount Hood, Oregon, the third man's perilous journey is over now. CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman reports.
It took most of the day, but the body of climber Kelly James has been brought down from near the summit of Mount Hood by a military crew using a Chinook helicopter. James' remains were discovered yesterday in a snow cave. Captain Mike Bravish with the Oregon National Guard says the recovery operation was very difficult.
And we're talking about slopes that are 60 degrees solid walls of ice up there. So it is a very challenging environment.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hood River, Oregon.
CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the Pentagon is planning a naval buildup in and around the Persian Gulf, not as part of the war in Iraq, but as a warning to Iran.
The buildup, which would include adding a second aircraft carrier to the one already there, is being proposed as a response to what U.S. officials view as increasingly provocative acts by Iran. Recent Iranian naval exercises in the Persian Gulf, support for Shiite militias in Iraq, and its nuclear enrichment program, which U.S. intelligence believes is designed to produce a bomb.
The buildup would begin after the first of the year, not designed to attack Iran, but to discourage its leaders from exporting their Islamic revolution. Newly installed Defense Secretary Robert Gates will visit Iraq soon. At his swearing-in today, he said failure in Iraq would be a calamity that would haunt America for decades.
All of us want to find a way to bring America's sons and daughters home again. But as the President has made clear, we simply cannot afford to fail in the Middle East.
At Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the Pentagon's preparing for the trials of high-profile terrorist suspects. It already has a courthouse on site. But CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports the military wants a much bigger facility at a cost of $100 million.
The courthouse would sleep up to 1,200 people. There'd be a dining facility for 800 and a garage big enough for 100 vehicles. The spokesman told CBS News it's all needed so they can try more than one defendant at a time under heavy security. The trials could take years. The space allows for lots of observers and reporters for maximum transparency.
Members of Congress have begun to ask whether the expense is really necessary. The fourth spacewalk of Shuttle Discovery's mission did the trick outside the International Space Station.
It started slowly and finished with a flourish. 11 stuck solar panels finally folded in.
Okay, guys, here comes the final retract command. Ready, ready, retract. Here.
The applause came from Mission Control after the critical task was completed. It became a must-do after that solar wing refused to fold properly on its own last week. Saturday's attempt to fix it was only a partial success. Discovery undocks tomorrow. Touchdown planned for Friday. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
The White House just revealed that Laura Bush had a skin cancer removed from her right shin last month. This is CBS News.
With less than a week before Christmas, you'll find perfect gifts for everyone at Kohl's two-day Christmas countdown sale. This Tuesday and Wednesday, check off every gift left on your list and take home great finds like Fisher-Price and Little Tykes toys at 50% off, fine jewelry at 60% off, and we even have a 7-inch portable DVD player for just $79.99. Who wouldn't love that? Don't miss out on great gifts at great prices at Kohl's two-day Christmas countdown sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. Holiday hours are 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
I know not how to express my devotion to so fair a form. I want a brighter word than bright, a fairer word than fair. I almost wish we were butterflies and lived but 3 summer days. 3 such days with you I could fill with more delight than 50 common years could ever contain. This is how the poet John Keats said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
A best-selling herbal remedy fails the test of science. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the story.
59-year-old Millie Magner was going sleepless in Seattle because of hot flashes. Health warnings scared her away from hormone replacement therapy. Then she read about popular black cohosh.
I thought this was just really a wonderful alternative.
Turns out that's not true, says Dr. Catherine Newton, who studied the herb's effectiveness at the group health cooperative there.
The improvement in hot flashes was no different than a placebo pill.
In this Annals of Internal Medicine study, she says right now the best treatment is time. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
New mothers in China get much different treatment than their counterparts in the United States. After giving birth, Chinese women traditionally spend a month resting in confinement. And now China's growing affluence has produced the first 5-star maternity hospital. It's more of a resort with a golf course, swimming pool, tennis courts, even karaoke bars. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's a wonderful, vibrant conversation that we have every day. And I am often, as I've said, smarter at the end of the program than I was when I started, and that's because of you. And the more of you who participate, the more interesting and the richer the conversation becomes. So let me encourage you to do it, because we know that very few of you ever actually call a talk radio show. We know that the people that you hear, and there are a lot of you who call, are just the tiniest sliver of the audience. So if you are thinking about having this extended conversation with your goldfish, with your cat, with your spouse who is busy not listening to you and reading the newspaper, if anybody is still reading the newspaper, this is the place where you can have it. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't know if it happens for you this way, but it certainly happens for me and my friends. There are a lot of people that you love, that you're your friends, that are your family, and you would never have this kind of a conversation with them because it's better not to, because they're not interested in it, because they wouldn't agree with you, they're different place politically than you are. And you don't really want to start a nuclear war over some issue, but here is the place where we have carved out a community of people who are interested in good conversation and good thinking and lots of fun and whatever it is we do here. Sometimes we do a lot of different things. It's a lot of different notes, I think, that we play. And sometimes we're at each other's throats, but that sharpens our thinking. And we are all big boys and girls. And if you're a little bit nervous calling, you'll get over it very quickly because we're just talking. And we would love to hear what you have to say. We'd love to hear your point of view, because it's probably nothing that anybody else is going to call in with. Could have an effect. You never know. Law of unintended consequences. So, costs you nothing to do this. Very few places where you can say that. There is a free lunch here, or there is a free conversation on Enid Live. And you just call 349-1320. Or if you're outside the area code, 866-620-61320. Or if you're not, you know, getting your toes in the water, you're not yet ready for prime time, you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And we stream live, so if you're at the office and you want to keep up with what we have to say, you don't get in your car or you don't turn on a radio until later in the day, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can sign up and register for various things, and we're always awarding prizes, and we always have things that are going on here that we're sharing with all of you in terms of tickets, books. It's a real flea market around here, which is what I love. I love flea markets of all stripes. Let me review where we have been, and let me add to the conversation. And you are free to comment on any of the places where we have been today. We started out with the climbers on Mount Hood. There are two remaining. One has been found dead in a snow cave. And that is all you're seeing. That's the only coverage you're really seeing on a lot of cable news, because it's a juicy story, because everybody's hoping for a happy ending, which I don't think we're going to see here. And what is not being covered in the same way, I think, is the Dickey and his cohorts who want to send 30,000 to 50,000 more troops to Iraq. It's like pouring our resources down a rat hole. It's not going to change anything. Even Colin Powell believes that it will only break our military. Hillary Clinton says she is not for it. She's against it. She said forget about it. And ABC News is reporting that as Hillary Clinton continues to assess a possible presidential candidacy and the contours of a Democratic nomination fight, she has taken another step away from her 2002 vote, authorizing President Bush to attack Iraq by saying that she would not have voted that way if she knew everything she knows now. Well, I think that's disingenuous, with all due respect. We all knew that it was the wrong thing to do. All those of us who had a half a brain working knew that our legislators, our Congress, our Democrats should not have voted for this. We all knew in advance. I'll bet most of us did. Tell me. I knew it. And I'm not a particular genius here. I think we all knew it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We've also been talking about the death penalty. I'm against the death penalty. But before I get onto it, I wanted to add that we've been discussing those climbers on Mount Hood. Some of you have made the observation, and I don't disagree with it, that those people were arrogant and egotistical to pick a very rough climb in horrible weather. So this is the risk. It's really expensive, and it is taken up our resources, our emotional resources. We ought to be thinking about some other things around this holiday. And it's certainly taken up a lot of other resources in Oregon, which demonstrated that it didn't have all that much in the way of rescue resources when it came to the Kim family. So a spate of people who think that they can outsmart nature. Is it as arrogant as I think it is? You tell me. 349-1320. Also talked about the death penalty. A federal judge has ruled that California's procedures for executing prisoners by lethal injections fall short of standards, even set by the veterinary profession, as the LA Times has reported. So the lethal injections are on hold in California. And the thornier question arises. The Supreme Court has ruled that you are not allowed to execute somebody who's mentally incompetent, who is mentally retarded, whether an adult or a child. And so what some states are doing is trying to force meds down the throats of some of these death penalty or death row inmates so that they will be competent enough to stand trial and be lethally executed. Is that what we, is that, does that strike you as odd? Is that what we have become as a nation? You can comment on that, 349-1320-866-626-1320. And something that we are watching very carefully is Senator Tim Johnson and his progress. As long as he stays alive, we have a majority. But, you know, you've got Robert Byrd in the Senate, and he is 89 years old. Robert Byrd is 89 years old. So anybody can conk out at any moment. Let me see here. Now you have, let me give you a list of people who, you know, you don't have to be old to conk out. I mean, Paul Wellstone died in a plane crash, right? Barbara Boxer, 66. Daniel Kaka of Hawaii is 82. Harry Reid is 67. Dianne Feinstein is 73 years old. These are Democratic senators in states with Republican governors, so that what would happen is you would have a Republican replacement. And I want to add this to the conversation. Tim Johnson, who we hope recovers, has a miraculous recovery, but as long as he stays alive, he doesn't have to vote, he never has to show up for work, but we still maintain our Democratic majority in the Senate. He was, if you will recall, in the middle of talking to reporters on the radio, or it was being taped for later broadcast on the radio, when he suddenly became incapacitated and unable to speak, and that's when they thought that he had had a stroke. Well, people are playing that on the net, and I suspect some radio talk shows have also aired that. Is that something, do we care? I mean, isn't that kind of tasteless? Is there such a thing as taste? Does anyone ever use the word vulgar anymore? There are two words that you don't hear much anymore. Well, three. You don't hear usury anymore because these payday loans are usurious. That's number one. You don't hear vulgar anymore because how do you break it out from actual day-to-day behavior? And you don't hear the word character much because I don't think anybody cares. So I guess the issue of whether this is tasteless or not is possibly an aside, but I'd love your comments on it. 349-1320. Is it tasteless to replay Tim Johnson's conversation with reporters when he became incapacitated? Do we protect people? 349-1320, or doesn't it matter anymore because where is their taste anyway? Jeff in Gambrin Park. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi there. I'd just like to comment about the issue of the people lost on Hood, and I'll take your comment off the air because I'm driving. I find it ridiculous that there's so much time being expended to go up and get these people. I've climbed in Nepal. I've climbed on Mount Shasta. These people have made a conscious decision to put themselves in harm's way. And at this point, no one can stay alive that long. You can't carry that much food. The expenditure of energy is too great. You could never carry that much food. Thank you.
Jeff, before you go, right? Well, there was that was that. That was that. As somebody pointed out, look at all the effort we're making to rescue the two remaining, and probably they're not going to be rescuable. I don't think this is going to have a happy ending at all. And contrast that, as somebody pointed out, with Katrina, or the people that we send off to Iraq without proper garb and protection and training and so forth. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Marshall in Colusa. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marshall.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I want to wish you a happy holidays before we get going on this.
Thank you.
The Iraq war, I was dead set against it from day one. I think that the only reason that the Democrats, and you mentioned that you felt that Hillary was disingenuous, she was. All of those people were afraid that they would look weak because the Republican administration seized the moment and tied it to 9/11. And it was kind of difficult for people to untie it, and they were afraid to do something that was politically could hurt them down the road. And I think that's backfiring on a lot of them.
I think so, because the people who didn't vote for it suddenly look like heroes.
Well, suddenly they looked like heroes from day one to me.
Right.
As for the death penalty, a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye notwithstanding, I would rather see 10,000 people that are guilty doing life in prison than to execute one innocent person. And that's what I don't like about the death penalty. Once they're executed, you can't take it back.
That's right, and the justice is not administered equally. If you're rich, if you have a great attorney, you got great representation, you're not going to wind up on death row. Very unlikely, very unlikely. Marshall, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Enid. Is this me? Am I on?
It's you, and you're on.
I wanted to talk about the death penalty. All these issues are interesting, but I have for all of my life studied this issue and been opposed to it on moral grounds, and, of course, the arguments against it are just overwhelming. But I read a book recently. It's just called The Death Penalty, and I wish I had the author's name. But what he did was, I think, write it about it in a way that would convince people finally to move their position. What he wrote about was the history of the death penalty and its purposes in the beginning of American culture and, of course, around the world before we had penitentiaries that could keep people safely from repeating crimes. And at the turn of the century, around at the turn of the 19th and 20th century, the need for the death penalty completely disappeared because we were able to keep people in penitentiaries and safe from repeating crimes. And now that we have DNA and now that we have all of the arguments about executing the innocent, I hope that there's a new dialogue on this issue, because there's really no justification for the death penalty. This eye for an eye business is really nothing to do with justice, as long as
and it's nothing to do with keeping us safe. I mean, your point is well taken. The whole idea is we want to be safe from these people who have committed these heinous acts,
right.
and it's cheaper to incarcerate them.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I wanted
to make one other quick point, and that is, as a lawyer and anybody who studies the law knows that we have in this society and under the English based law only a very limited number of for taking a life for homicide, and their self-defense, defense of another. But if we were to analogize this to an individual act of homicide, giving someone a full trial, putting them into a place where they're safe from repeating their crimes, this would be considered the most heinous form of first-degree premeditated murder because of the thought in advance and the options that we have. And I think when people step back from this and get away from the idea of revenge, which is encouraged by all of our media, we realize that this is another one of those issues that will go away in 20 or 30 years as the generation.
Well, I don't know if it will. It doesn't. It goes away and then it comes back. John, you're an attorney?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me ask you this question. What are your thoughts about on death row? Now, the Supreme Court has ruled that if you are mentally retarded, if you're an adult or a child, you cannot be executed. And so what some of these prisons are doing to the prisoners on death row, they're forcing them to take meds for their delusions and their schizophrenic condition, what other conditions they're suffering from, in order to get them to a point where they're competent to stand trial and be executed. What are your thoughts about this?
Isn't that outrageous?
It's outrageous.
But I'll tell you what's going on in the courts are two things. Number one is the people were mentioning heroes before. There are some very courageous attorneys, I'm not one of them, but that have devoted their lives to chipping away at the death penalty, one argument by argument, and forcing not only our judicial system but our society to really face what we're doing. And many of these arguments seem sort of ludicrous by themselves, but when you take any of the arguments against limiting the death penalty, what we're eventually going to have to face is that this is an unjust law altogether. And the second thing that's happening is that we're delaying executions with the hope that this change comes into place. And I know for advocates of the death penalty, that's just maddening. But for someone like me, that I feel relieved that at least some time is being bought. The whole system doesn't work. It's uneconomical. Every argument is against it.
It's not fairly applied. If you have good representation, you don't wind up on death row.
I'm sorry. It costs us something like three times as much to execute someone as to keep them in a state-run
prison. That's right.
There isn't a single argument that the idea that it would keep someone else from committing a crime has been disproven repeatedly. And if we were ever to get to the point where it did have that effect, we'd have to execute just about everybody promptly. And that would mean that all the protections that are currently in place would have to be eliminated. That's not going to happen, so the death penalty is never going to be a measure that prevents future crime. But the public is understandably so upset about crime and so encouraged by politicians who are afraid to speak up about it that they are repeatedly in polls show that they support it. But it's going down. It's the lowest it's been probably since the 70s. In the mid-60s, a majority of the public was against the death penalty, and then it came back again. But it will go down again as the generation changes. I'd say by 2025, we won't have the death penalty anymore in the United States.
I really hope you're right about that, John, and I thank you very much for your observations. I appreciate them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Stuart in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Stuart.
Oh, hi. Yes, if you really want to think about the hypocrisy of people who believe in the death penalty, I happen not to be one of them. Why not go to the guillotine? Because death is almost instantaneous. And the problem, of course, is that we wouldn't want to see all that.
Oh, yeah, and Gillette's lobbyists would be right at the head of the line wanting to. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I had to say.
So the guillotine, so you're saying that's instantaneous. You don't have to learn how to mix these potions up.
Absolutely right. And it's over in like probably a half a second.
It's scary, though. It's pretty scary. Do we still have, somebody said that Utah still has firing squads. Is that true?
I think it is, but I think firing squad has a macabre component to it.
A guillotine looks benign?
No, what you do is you put a person into the guillotine, and nobody watches it, and it's over.
What about the person who is being led into the guillotine?
Well, I can't argue all these points. Because I happen to be against the death penalty.
Well, I am too, and I have to tell you, there is, and every time I've read stories about it, the executioner at San Quentin has been anonymous. I mean, they say they know who he is at San Quentin, but this is somebody who remains anonymous to the world at large, interestingly enough. So if it weren't such a heinous act that the state was committing, I don't think that the executioner would be remaining anonymous. Stuart, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. Oh, I saw an interesting movie. I'll tell you about it over the weekend. Yes, The Departed. It got all these Golden Globe. It is very violent. It's uncomfortably violent, but it is quite it's got tons of surprises in it, and the acting is amazing. It's a Martin Scorsese film, and let's see, who's in it? Billy Baldwin is in it. Matt Damon is in it, and Leonardo DiCaprio, who I never thought much of, but he's really good in it. It's really well done. 349-1320. Oh, Jack Nicholson is in it. Oh, yes. Oh, he is so good. But it's tough. It's not a comfortable film, and it's tough to watch it, but it's very interesting. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Actually, my daughter and I, when she was really, really young, because her and her buddies were so in love with Leonardo, I used to call him Leonardo Di Cappuccino, and it drove him crazy. He's not Di Cappuccino. And I just love making fun of it. My daughter and I, though, went and saw this weekend Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. Oh, boy. That is all she wrote. It's filmed in San Francisco. It's amazing. His real-life son. There's a good movie for you to watch to feel squishy and good. That is what I'm talking about. Here's feeling squishy and good. Our traffic's looking pretty good. Eastbound 50 just west and northbound 99. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. Otherwise, all of our hazards, it looks like they are cleaned up. At 626, it looks pretty good. We are at 54 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, and how are you?
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth. Tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me. And so the feeling grows.
Sunday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A couple of things that I want to add to the conversation. There's a new point man on the drive for the new arena, so not only did you have David Stern from the NBA coming in to negotiate, but there's a financier, a man named John Moog. They are not letting this thing die, and it's got to die. That's all. Don't get me started. The whole arena thing is just a mess. And objections to the university, Southern Methodist University, one of three schools that may play host to the Presidential Library of Dickey, George W. Bush, along with the University of Dallas and Baylor University. And the original reports is that these universities were all vying to be the home of the George W. Bush Library, which I guarantee you, if it has more than my pet goat in it, I will be very surprised. But now SMU says that it doesn't want the library. A senior executive editor of the magazine Texas Monthly includes excerpts of a letter written to SMU's president by faculty, administrators, and staff of the Perkins School of Theology. See, I think the administration wants it because they think it'll confer great prestige on it. But a lot of the faculty probably doesn't. And here's what the part of the letter says. Regret to see SMU enshrine attitudes and actions widely deemed as ethically egregious. Degradation of habeas corpus. Outright denial of global warming. Flagrant disregard for international treaties. Alienation of long-term U.S. allies. Environmental predation. Shameful disrespect for gay persons and their rights. A preemptive war based on false and misleading premises, and a host of other erosions of respect for the global human community and for this good earth on which our flourishing depends. So a lot of people at SMU would not like to see the George W. Bush Library containing, I don't know, paperbacks, comic books, couple coloring books. Who knows what's in that library? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let me ask you this question. We've all heard about bum fights, haven't we? Well, a couple of shock jocks in radio who got busted professionally because they were encouraging their listeners to have sex at St. Patrick's Cathedral, if you remember that story, now have another stunt in mind. I think it means that they don't have any other ideas. But what they have done is they've gathered up a whole bunch of homeless people and set them loose in an upscale shopping mall in New Jersey. And the mayor of this area is just shocked and really outraged by it. He said some of these people might be recovering alcoholics coming back from addiction and recovering, and they're doing this for ratings for a cheap dollar. So this is the third year that these jocks have hosted the homeless shopping spree, where they round up homeless people, bus them to a mall, and arm them with gift cards. Well, and they get to go shopping, and somebody else is paying for it. But of course, they're being manipulated for ratings. Do we have a moral position here? I mean, you have radio hosts who are playing the last words of Tim Johnson as he became incoherent because they can squeeze some ratings out of that. So whatever happened to the word vulgar? Nobody uses it anymore. How do you break that out of daily behavior? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Rob in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rob.
Doing.
Good.
Hey, I believe, I may be mistaken, but in Utah, I believe they still have the firing squad, and I think where that comes from was the Mormon frontier belief in blood atonement, that the guilty had to, like, bleed onto the earth.
When's the last time anybody was executed by firing squad in Utah would be the question.
It was Gary Gilmore when they restored the death penalty.
Oh, what is that about? Is that about 10 years?
When I read the book, Shot Through the Heart.
Is that about 10 years ago?
I think it was right after, in the mid-70s or something like that. But
no, I think it was later than that.
I think you may be right. But the other issue is the justice system. It's a system written and the gears in the system are human beings, really, and human beings are fallible. And there's always the potential for making a screw up, and you can't go back. I mean, I think everybody that's all gung ho for the death penalty, they need to really read the book Actual Innocence by Barry Scheck and Peter Neufeld, where they give actual cases. I believe one guy was 5 days from being executed, and it was just that he had a vigilant public aid lawyer who submitted an appeal.
In contrast to, and there have been documented cases of public defenders in Texas, in one case, where the public defender slept through the, this was a capital case. The public defender was probably incompetent, but also slept through most of the trial.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and the defendant was found guilty and tried to appeal it on the grounds that he had very poor representation and they wouldn't do anything about it.
Absolutely. There have been cases, I think, of like public defenders that have been drunk and sleeping, where the guy, they give him no money to try the case and he just doesn't want to be there. He's just basically ordered to be there.
Well, the one of the arguments you can use about the death penalty is that justice is not equally administered.
No. I mean, the case of that is like, if the death penalty is equally administered, why did they not ask for the death penalty with OJ?
Well, they
I mean, because
you can't. I mean, he was not guilty. He's looking for the murder right now on the golf course,
but
Rob.
I'm saying if he was like Joe John,
the jury found OJ not guilty. The sentencing would have been later.
But I'm saying the prosecutor that they didn't do that because they knew that would. He was too highly visible.
He was too, and he was beloved by a lot of people. They probably felt that they would never get a conviction.
If it was just Joe Schmo, it would have been a different story.
All right, we're going to leave it there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I have to correct the record. It wasn't Billy Baldwin who was in The Departed. It's Alec Baldwin, and also Martin Sheen is in that film. Mark Wahlberg. It got, I think, some Golden Globe nominations. It's a very powerful film, but it's not always so easy to watch it. But, boy, it's got a lot of twists, that film. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Chris and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, about the troop escalation in Iraq.
Yeah.
Am I the only one saying, okay, the Saudis summoned Cheney to answer for what's going on in Iraq, and
right.
Now all of a sudden we've got, and then the Saudis saying, well, we're going to protect the people there. And then all of a sudden we got our government saying, well, we're going to pop another 30,000 over there. I mean.
So you see it as linked to the Saudis coming in to give Cheney hell and say, don't withdraw, because if you do, we're going to support the other side and it's going to be crazy.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's saying, well, we give the Bush family $500 million a year, I think it's.
Forget
like
the
that.
Bush family. They give they have been instrumental in this country, so in ways that you don't even begin to know about.
I know, and that's why, you know, am I completely crazy coming up with this solution?
No, you're not. It could actually. I think you might be onto something. I'm glad you brought it up, Chris. Thanks for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Hit and run. Dewey Drive at Madison Avenue, northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Elks. We have a two-car crash on the right-hand side in eastbound 50, just west of northbound 99. It looks like there is a two-car crash there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things and going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If you own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey,
listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. It's a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You cheer. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness, happiness and cheerfulness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest,
happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer and the happiest. The happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year.
Well, we do. We wish you the happiest New Year, even though the wishes are coming from the dearly departed, gone but not forgotten, Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. 349-1320-866-626-1320, a description of this current administration that we wish were gone, but I guess is not going to be forgotten for what they're leaving behind. Earlier, I talked about the fact that Gray Davis is, you know, talk about resurrecting the politically dead. Gray Davis is going to be a co-chair of the inaugural ball, Schnortzy's inaugural ball. Well, guess who else is coming to help chair the inaugural? Barbara Boxer. Dianne Feinstein. These are all people who are signing on. Gavin Newsom, mayor of San Francisco. Fabian Nunez, speaker of the assembly. Nancy Pelosi is going to help out Schnortzy. Don Parada, about whom Schnortzy has not had kind things to say, if the reports are true about all that taping that went on the insecure part of Schnortzy's website. George Shultz, who is former Secretary of State and married to Charlotte Maillard, Swig, and now Schultz in San Francisco. And she's the woman, since she had all these, she was a Texas beauty queen, and she's the woman who has told all of us, and all of her girlfriends who asked, Charlotte, how did you have three rich and successful husbands? And she said, politics, that she was always involved in politics, and that's where she met them. So I pass this along for whatever it's worth. Pete Wilson, Antonio Villaraigosa, mayor of Los Angeles, Nancy Reagan, who looking more and more frail, if you've seen recent pictures of her. I think I already mentioned Dianne Feinstein, George Duke Majan, Gray Davis, and Barbara Boxer. So I guess it's a neatly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Do you want to comment on this? So Nancy Pelosi, everybody is saying, okay, we'll be there. These are some big Democrats. I wonder how Phil Angelides feels about that. I still like the name of his new company, the Office of Phil Angelides. I'm going to run one day for the office of Enid Goldstein, and I have a feeling I might win. It doesn't take too many votes, but what are your thoughts? Oh, listen to this. Kitty Kelly is apparently doing a tell-all on Oprah. This is intriguing because Kitty Kelly is pretty high octane these days. She can command huge advances, and she wouldn't take on somebody about whom there would be nothing to write. So if Oprah's past were, you know, kind of bland, nothing going on, no great scandals, what would there be to write about? Well, Kitty Kelly, who has written about Jackie O, and she has written about Nancy Reagan, and she has written about the Bush dynasty, and she has written about the British royals, and for a while you couldn't get her book in the U.K., I had to send it to somebody I knew in the U.K. because they couldn't buy it there. They have tougher libel laws than we do. She is going to go after Oprah Winfrey, apparently. I wonder what she's going to find out. Dan Rather irked Bill O'Reilly. Not that that would be very hard to do. He's an irksome man. But anyhow, Dan Rather irked him further. And Fox News recently when Dan Rather said, we know that they at Fox News get their talking points from the White House. Rather goes on to say, I stand by what I said, because now the, you know, Fox News people and O'Reilly are screaming about that. He says, I stand by what I said. I don't know about pieces of paper being faxed over. I certainly am saying that they often take the same line and exactly the same line in exactly the same words. So Dan Rather talking about Fox News getting their talking points, and I think a lot of conservative radio does as well. So one of you asked me earlier today, what am I doing? Probably not enough is my answer. What am I doing to support the troops? And what am I doing to support this country? And I guess if I were answering honestly, which I always try to do, is probably not enough. But I do like to think that we're providing a focus here of opinion that can be galvanized. Where there hasn't been much focus of opinion in talk radio. It's been mostly conservative. It's still 99.9% run by men, hosted by men, and mostly conservative. Very few women talk hosts in this country. You have a couple of them in this market, but it's unusual, very unusual. And unusual to have a couple of liberal stations in the same city, same area, same market. So I guess that's what we're trying to do here, and a lot of, you know, and I think it had some effect. I don't think it is coincidental that the Democrats were successful in the midterm elections, as successful as they were. I think there were a lot of things that contributed to it, but I think finally having a place where your opinions could be heard and where opinions could be galvanized, the function of progressive radio and Air America and so on, I think we played a role. I like to think we played a role. Maybe we played no role whatsoever, but I like to think we did. One of the things that we've talked about is how we as a society continue to poison ourselves. There are a million ways that we're doing it, but certainly food is one of the ways that we're doing it. And then, of course, if you get poisoned by the food and you don't have hospitalization, you can forget about that. You know, that isn't helping things. Now, there's a discussion of putting irradiation back on the table. And this is just, I'm outraged by it, because instead of doing the right thing, and that is to raise animals and crops and so forth in a way that is the right way to do it, rather than the most squeezing every penny profit you can out of it. Maybe now, maybe it's a very thin profit business, I don't know. So that health standards are compromised, and what they found, they thought they found with the spinach E. coli outbreak, was that the spinach was growing too close to a sewage treatment facility, or the like, or some sewage area. And that's why the E. coli and the spinach got married to each other. So what is being suggested now? Not to clean up something. This is so typical of us. Not to clean up something, but rather to radiate it. And people were screaming. Nobody wants to eat radiated foods. But two high-profile E. coli outbreaks this year have some in the food business wondering, once again, if it's time to go nuclear. For decades, many food safety experts have argued that irradiation, zapping food with high-energy rays to kill microorganisms, could avert hundreds of deaths and perhaps millions of illnesses each year. Yes, but how many people really conk out from E. coli, really? And when you zap your food with nuclear rays, are you also zapping out the vitamin content? I mean, what effect does irradiating the food have on the food? For some reason, I don't have the impression that it's a good effect, other than killing the E. coli. So then if you eat irradiated foods, do you ingest some amount of radiation? And then you go to the Phoenix airport, and they want to see, is that a gun in your pocket, or you're just happy to see me? And then they x-ray you 50 million times if you're a frequent flyer, to see what's what, and then there's all that radiation, and if you can get yourself, unhook your ear from your cell phone, and you're getting low-level radiation there, and all, in a million other ways, too. So what the cumulative effect of all this is, I don't know, but it seems like there's an oncologist now in every corner, and so prevalent is cancer that Laura Bush just had some skin cancer removed. It was just reported last month. And you see, if you, you know, on TV, you see these ads for cancer treatments. It was, yeah, there would be a time when you didn't want to see those kinds of ads because they're scary. Who wants to think about this? Patricia and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Patricia.
Hello. An article I had read said that the contaminated spinach was simply because, yes, it was growing too close to a high-intensity cattle feedlot, and it is the policy and the practice of most of these feedlots that they don't feed them with regular grass. They don't, you know, go through the meadows and eating fresh grass. What they do is feed them this bizarre food pellet type to make them put on weight very quickly, and that is why the E. coli is developing, because this strain of E. coli, according to the article, is not commonly found in cattle that is fed just by grass.
Well, so what you're saying is that we've so distorted the process that we are creating little E. coli factories. So are you in favor, of radiating the food or fixing the problem at the start?
Because I don't know enough to say that it's safe, I'm against it. I'm terrified. Remember, they've, you know, canonized President Reagan, but as soon as he got in, he fired and laid off all the chicken inspectors and the meat inspectors. And when you want to get down to how many people die of E. coli, we don't know. Because people get sick, they die, they don't know what it is.
And if you're older and if you have a compromised immune system, you're more vulnerable. Patricia, we're gonna have to leave it there. But I'm glad that you called and gave us this information. Thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we have a couple of vehicles on the right-hand side. Traffic hazards northbound 99 at westbound 50, southbound 99 just south of westbound Mack Road, and eastbound I-80 just west of Auburn Boulevard. There's a two-car crash. We also have at Mooney Flat Road right there in Grass Valley, but that crash is stopping traffic down and on into Sacramento. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting to the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
What's your secret for...
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. And left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Merry Christmas, Merry
Monday edition of Enid Live as we scoot into the holiday season, and happy Hanukkah to everybody who celebrates it. And I'm not sure when Kwanzaa is exactly, so someone's going to have to set me straight about that. And what Muslims, I saw the stamps, Eid, E-I-D, so maybe somebody can explain about that.